All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Ramesses Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com. Are you...
Hello, good morning,
let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning, hello, good morning, know you've been waiting for it, cause I've seen you watching, so let's go. Let's get it poppin'.
Cause I be leaning on the bar, the container, the car. And these balls won't give me no pride. 25 on the bank, I've been sucking on the air. If any man, cause the bitch won't die.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like you're looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth be.
Hello, good morning, how you doing with the movie? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool, come on. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a lie. First I tell a high, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you've been seen with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She find way and fly away at my convenience. You sing till checking in a five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, I'm at high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up and like when y'all sleep. And fast car, super fast, brought back seat. That's me, feeling nothing nice, fuck a couple nights. Cause the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like
hello, good morning,
let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning, hello, good evening. You go, you been in, cause you know that you really need it.
Not
the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby,
you're
dreaming. Wake up and turn the lights on.
Leaning on the bar,
that's a thing that you call. These balls won't give me my pride.
25 on the bag, got the stuff in your
head. Anyway, cause the bitch won't stop. That's your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
My baby don't. of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don and Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Nicolione.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
All night, babe.
but damn, that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. It's live, live, slippity slide. Just forget about the trouble in your 9-to-5. And just stay alone, that's what you do, just stay alone. Now the dude's so fucking hate, what do you think? What is it called? It's on the lakeside tank. We'll be right back.
stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funk is stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funk is stuff.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me funk, that sweet, funky stuff.
Yo ho!
Give me a ho if you got your funky buff there.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Give it up for yourselves one more time. Give it up for DJ Don DeColeon on the ones and twos. You know how we do it. Welcome, everybody, to the Don DeColeon Show. You already know we podcast live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio. That's also the email address. For anyone who would like to email WGAG-radio, email us, WGAGradio@gmail.com. Yeah. And if you have not, please do so. Join the fastest-growing social network on the planet. That's right, the fastest-growing social network on the planet, GeorgiaGossip.com, where you get your latest of your news, your entertainment, artist expo, all that good stuff on GeorgiaGossip.com, all right? Black entrepreneurs working together, please believe it. You understand? I am your host, Don DeColeon. Yes, indeed, I am. Yes, Lord, I am. Yes, I am. Man, you know, everybody's just been dreaming about me, thinking about me lately. Big ups to everybody that's down there, all the spiritual people I be trying to hide from that can tap into my Akashic records and shit and see what the fuck the future holds for me. Big up to all you motherfuckers. God damn. And they ain't lying either, boy. They ain't lying, boy. They ain't lying. Thank God we got some seers on the planet. It's truly a blessing. Want to give a special shout out to the VIP chat room, man. What's good with y'all? How y'all feeling today? Hope y'all feeling yourselves. Touch yourselves. Feel yourselves and see that you are alive. Yes, you are. Especially if you're tuning in to the Don DeColeon Show, God dog it. Oh my God, man, I just want to say something. I didn't even call my mama. Oh, my God, when I heard the news, you know what I'm saying, because, I grew up around older people. Thank God I didn't grow up around people my age. Ain't no telling where the fuck my mind would be at right now. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you so much. Even though it's not in the Bible, but thank you, Jesus, and Lord, and Mary, and Martha, and Noah, and Dennis, and everybody else in the Bible. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to be around older people in my life. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you got to watch what you say when you tell your children. You need to be around people your age. Get out of grown folks' conversation. This is what happens. Look how intelligent I became hanging around grown folks in their conversation. I tell you. It works. All right. So anyway, seriously, though, I just want to say I got to read this one first. This is my news, but I'm got to give it up first. Marvin Cease, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Marvin Cease, but, Marvin Cease is somebody that's been in my family for a long time, you feel me? My mama turned me on to him after she was, dogging me out on 2 Live Crew and NWA and shit. Then she fucked around and put this tape in, playing it in the car, and it was Marvin Cease, Candy Liquor. And I was like, whoa, mama, wait a minute. Shit, nigga, you got some nasty goddamn lyric songs, too. You got some songs y'all age that's fucking filthy. That's just disgusting. Well, Marvin Singer, blues singer Marvin Cease, he's actually died at the age of 64. So's blues singer Marvin Cease. Certainly, died February the 8th in Vicksburg, Mississippi. The cause of the death hasn't been confirmed, but some outlets are reporting it is pneumonia. Though Cease rose to popularity in the 80s and 90s, and because of his rather racy songs, he got his start singing gospel. In 1987, Cease's debut album was released and contained the popular songs Ghetto Man and the 10-minute Candy Liquor. Cease later adopted the nickname Candy Liquor with a catalog that was 20 albums deep. Cease never found mainstream success but was stable on the Chitlin' circuit. His last album, Who Got the Power, was released in 2008. And this is going to be the flashback jam of the day, Marvin Cease, Candy Liquor, this song here. This is my shit, though, you feel me? Yeah, my mama turned me on to it some years ago. So we'll be right back, man. Marvin Cease, Candy Liquor. Be right back.
Thank you. I wanna be your candy little girl. Oh, honey, I wanna lick you up. Girl, let me lick you down. Girl, baby, let me lick you all around. Girl, let me lick you. I'm your lover, man. I'm your lover. Can I lick, girl? I wanna lick you like this. I wanna lick you like that. I wanna lick you all over, like your lover should. I wanna lick you till you come. You know what, honey? Girl, I just wanna be. Hey, baby, your candy liquor, girl. Let me make it up to you. I wanna be 8 days a week, your candy liquor, girl. Now I got a question I wanna ask everybody. Since I made candy liquor once, do we have any new candy liquors out there?
Yeah.
Come on, fella. You don't have to be ashamed no more. Come on. Now I want all the new candy liquors to say this with me. If you like it, fella, come on, say Ooh. Everybody say That's all. Say I'm your man, baby. I'm your man. And I wanna be your candy little girl. Oh, honey. You see, I finally realized that all my life I acted like a fool. Oh, yes, I did. I wasn't willing to love you. No, I wasn't, girl, the way you wanted to be loved. And I'm ashamed of myself. You see, I didn't realize that all I was doing was inviting Jody into my house. But now that I realize it, baby, I'm begging you, please. Yes, I am. I'm begging you.
I'm begging you.
I'm begging you.
I'm begging you.
Please help me run him away. Please. Please, baby. Please help me run him away. Give me one more chance, baby. One more chance. Let me run him away. I've got to run him. I've got to run him. I've got to run him away from my house. And from my home, baby. You know what, honey? I don't want nobody at my house. Nobody. And if you get sick, please, girl, let me be your doctor, baby. When the telephone rings, I don't care how many times. Let me answer it, girl, please. Cause I got to run him.
I got to run
him. I gotta run old Jody away from my house. Oh, help me run him. Girl, help me run him. Help me run Jody away, please.
Hey, welcome back to the Don and Corleone Show. Marvin Cease, Candy Liquor. I got my mama on the line. Mama, hey, did you know Marvin Cease died today? He died last week, a couple of days ago.
Marvin Cease?
Yes, he died 2 days ago.
You said he or she?
Marvin Cease, Candy Liquor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died. They said they don't know the cause of it, but they, you know, say it could possibly be pneumonia.
Mm. Well, what happened? He was in Atlanta, in Georgia or another state?
Mississippi. He died in Mississippi.
Oh.
Yeah. Thought about you.
I hear about that. I know you made a sin one time. We go on Marlin Avenue back in the 80s.
Y'all went to go see
it. Yeah, she bought me a ticket. And she, all her girls, all of them fat women in that place that night. All of them, big old fat women. And he was saying, Cannon Liquor, and he started Junior May Lap.
He said it, Junior May Lap.
Uh-huh. And then after that, he said, Cannon Liquor. So he pulled out a big old bag of lollipops and gave everybody a lollipop. Then he locked that, licked that. It was funny.
Hell nah. When was this?
In the 80s, that when it first came out.
How about that? Wow.
Yeah.
He was 64.
Oh, he was.
I didn't even know he dropped another album. He dropped an album in 2008, another one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again.
Where you at?
I did a yard.
What y'all doing? Somebody broke
open,
in and stole
the
car.
Huh?
Somebody stole the car?
No, nobody stole the car. Let him kill it. Somebody tried to.
Where he at?
Don't put the trash in the garbage.
Somebody tried to steal the car again? When y'all gonna get out of the ghetto, man?
No, no, no. That was he be making up lies.
What happened to the gunshot through the window, Mama? What happened?
Nothing to do with the little young boy. He just shoot a gun, and the bullet came through my window.
Did y'all find out who was shooting?
Uh-uh.
So how you know it was a young boy?
Because that's all be out here on young thugs.
Why you living among thugs?
They everywhere.
Shit, no, they ain't. They ain't everywhere.
They everywhere. I don't know who's raising these kids, but they everywhere.
Mama, you got to get the hell out of there. What y'all don't understand? What window did the bullet go through?
The bedroom window.
Your bedroom window or the second bedroom window?
The first one.
Yours or the second
mine,
one?
Mine, yeah. Yeah, mine.
It went through the bedroom. Where did it land?
In the pillow.
The pillow where you lay your head at?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you was laying there?
Mm-hmm.
So when y'all plan on leaving?
Ain't nobody going nowhere. It happened everywhere.
Mama, come on now. This shit,
it don't happen
everywhere. It only happened in a high concentrated crime environment.
No, not either. This lady in her son was at church last New Year's Eve, and somebody shoot for bringing New Year's in, the bullet hit the little boy.
Okay, but that shit, New Year's wasn't at your house the other day. That wasn't no damn New Year's.
They were shooting New Year's Eve. I mean, they were shooting New Year. They always
you
shoot.
That bullet didn't come through your window on New Year's, Mama, so that ain't it.
But it could have been. It could have came there.
It wasn't New Year's, though. That's the thing.
I know that. But you know, now, you know, they shoot everywhere. Everywhere. This
Mama, bullet ain't got no name on it. Did you know that? That's a sign, Mama. You don't pay attention to the signs on the wall? That's a sign. Get your ass out of there. That's a sign, right? I mean, goddamn, how many signs is going to take for y'all to pack up and leave? How long will it take? What, Daddy?
He right here.
Man, put him on the phone.
Tara, you on that radio thing, ain't you, boo?
Nope.
Yes, you are. I just heard you say with my mama.
I was just lying. Now, put that on the phone.
See, there you go, lying.
All right. Well, I mean, I get it from y'all.
Turn it off first. Go ahead. Huh?
Let me speak to Dad.
Wait a minute. He got started the car. He goes to get something to eat.
Okay, but pass him the phone. Let him start the car on the phone.
Hold on.
I mean, come on, Mama. Read the signs, though. That's
hey, baby,
not
how
good.
You doing?
Hey, Daddy. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa assalamu alaikum. Akwi.
Daddy, man, what's going on? When y'all plan on leaving the ghetto, man? Y'all, I mean, you don't think that's a sign? The bullet coming through the window, landing on my mama pillow? Like, when y'all plan on leaving?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to make some moves. I'm getting ready to go to VA and look and see what I can come up with.
You ain't gotta go to VA to see what you come up with. You just go get you Atlanta Journal Constitution paper and get y'all a house and get the hell out that that damn neighborhood. It's that simple, man. VA go, you know, VA ain't gonna do shit. The veteran, they ain't about shit.
I heard you.
No, I'm not.
What's going on?
Tell Brenda,
what's
I'm
going
not.
On with-
No, man, huh? I've just been concerned about that, you know, because I read the news, like, not too long ago, like 2 weeks ago, you know, little boys playing a PlayStation in their living room, and a bullet comes through the house and, you know, kill one of the little boys, you know? Bullet ain't got
yeah.
no name on it. And then just last week, you know, I get a, I mean, you know, I check on y'all, and you patching up a bullet hole.
Yeah, they got them. Police got them.
What, that don't mean nothing.
I understood, you know, that these neighborhoods now, they have a lot of reckless-minded people in them. And you're right. It's time to make a move.
It's been time. Y'all got to go, man. Shit. Y'all got to get out of there, man. If y'all need, you know, anything, you know, like first month rent, whatever, just rent a damn house. Get the hell out of there, though.
Yeah, you're right. We got to, it's time to go.
Yeah, just find
no
out, man,
it.
And just, you know, let me know. Shit, let's just start packing. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
okay.
That's just too,
serious,
that's just too
serious,
much,
serious.
Man, the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, that bullet hit the pillow.
Well, my mama sleep.
Went right into, huh?
Well, my mama sleep.
I use a sleep on that side lately because she can take more cold weather than I can. Sometimes she'll sleep on that side. Because she can't take too much heat, and I can't take too much cold. I can't sleep by the one and get all that cold in me because I stop up real fast. So, and she don't like too much heat, so.
Man, when y'all planning on leaving Daddy, man, y'all need to be looking.
Y'all need to get
into a house or something.
It's serious. We got, you know, I'm planning it. I'm planning to move. Yeah, I got to plan it, so.
Yeah, you're going to have to because Brenda stay there and die.
Yeah. Yeah,
she don't give a damn.
It's the kind of mentality they got now, and I got to listen to every noise and everything and watch everything. It's kind of
yeah. And what's not good is that you leave and go to work, and she's still there, left vulnerable. You know, like what man does
and
that?
And that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, get
that's
her out of there
thing.
Now. Y'all gonna live
yeah,
in
I'm,
hotels
I'm
till y'all
it.
Find somewhere to stay.
No, I ain't do it like that. I'm working on it.
I mean, that's a bad
it.
Area, Daddy. It ain't like it was, you know,
it's
in
been
the 80s,
that way
like.
ever since I talked to the cops a while back. It's been like that. He was telling me how much dangerous kind of mentality they got out here in these areas now.
I
real
mean,
dangerous mentality.
Well, y'all in the ghetto now. That shit is straight ghetto. Anytime they are allowing welfare recipients to move in, that's the fucking ghetto. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes.
It's getting worse than the word you said.
You are hard workers. You are a white collar worker. You don't need to be in no damn projects. Projects belong to niggas with baggy jeans on and goddamn Timberlands and bitches with blue hair and gold teeth with a whole bunch of goddamn kids. Yeah, I gotta get the hell out of there.
That's what I was just gonna say, T. That's the same thing I was going to say. That's what kind of mentality is out here now.
Yeah,
right.
that's where your neighbors are, those type of people. You know, I told Mama I'm not bringing the children over there ever again. They're not. This is it. You know, I know when God gives the sign to Jonah.
Yeah, he gave the sign to get out of here.
Yeah, it's time to go.
What's going to happen is it's going to end up being destroyed anyway, eventually, because we know what Malachi said. You're going to bring in the seven thunder.
Well, goddamn it, you don't want to be
anyway.
Destroyed with it because y'all
no.
want to hold on to Sodom and Gomorrah. Get the fuck out of there. Shit,
yeah.
That shit there,
time
that's
to
too much. The cars done got broken into, the doors done got kicked in, now the bullet, that's enough. That shit should
yeah,
take, that's a sign. That means God is trying to tell you something.
Yep.
That's a sign right there. Let all of them kill each other in that neighborhood, but y'all get out of there. Y'all don't deserve it. Y'all ain't thugs. Y'all ain't selling dope. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got 8, 5, 10 babies running in and out that motherfucker with gold teeth in your mouth. That doesn't look at them and look at y'all. Y'all don't belong there.
Yeah, you're right.
None of y'all ain't on disability,
right.
Pushing them damn automated
right.
goddamn wheelchairs, smoking weed and shit. That ain't y'all. Time to get out of
right.
there. That, y'all don't belong within that. That's the muck and mire. He pulled us out of the muck and mire. We don't need to
really
be nowhere around that, you know?
I'm with you on that, baby.
I love you, Daddy, man. I love Mama, too, man. But, man, anything happens,
right.
man, I have to blame you for
you know
it.
One thing about it. Truth is truth. I always accept truth. Truth is truth. You're correct. Love you, too, baby.
All right. I love y'all, man. So, yeah.
Yep.
Let me know, man, what y'all need. I'm working on it, baby.
I got a plan.
God damn it, we'll come and haul that motherfucker right now.
Yeah, I got a plan.
Yeah,
I got a plan. I told
you,
don't worry about me. I got a plan. I got a plan, baby.
I ain't worried about
you.
I'm worried about my mama. You're not even there all the time. You're working.
Yeah. Yeah, but we cool. We got it working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Trust me, it'll happen. Yeah. You know I trust in the Most High. I know it's going to happen. I don't have no sweat about it. I know it's going to happen.
Man, just please get y'all,
okay.
get out of there, please.
I will.
It don't take that long to plan. All it takes is a piece of paper and y'all go house hunting or something. Get out of there. That's
I know
all
how
it
to
takes.
Do it. I know how to do
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, but if you need anything, if y'all just need first month, last month, and a security deposit, man, just get it and I'll put it up. I'll put the money up. You just pay me back. But, you know, if the money is holding you back, then don't let it because I got your back.
I got yours,
you,
too.
You got me out of a situation. You got me out of a situation where I was damn near death. You got me and my babies out of there. Let me return the favor.
Okay, I love you for saying that.
All right, I love you, Pops. All right, man, you know, get Mama head right because she'll stay in that thing. You know, she believes that's a house and shit.
I know.
That's a home.
I know. All right, baby. You're on point.
All right. Just call us, man. I'm serious, Daddy. I'm serious. I want to hear something, you know, some progress. Like,
very strong and positive.
Something.
I know.
Yeah, get a nice little 3-bedroom house somewhere. You know, they got these new starter homes, little $100,000 homes going for like $750, $1,000 a month. Y'all deserve that. Y'all deserve something like that with a garden tub, separate showers and shit, nice backyard, so when my children come over, I feel like they safe.
That's correct. That's the number one thing about the children, having them safe. That's the number one thing.
Exactly.
Yep, you're right on point.
You know, I didn't want to break their hearts, but I had to tell them, you know, they wanted to go over this weekend. I told them, nah, because it ain't safe, and you know how Adonia loves to play basketball out there.
These people really going crazy with these guns. Even the cop told me that. He said every week they got shootings out here.
Man.
They got to come investigate. So you on point.
Daddy, remember, it was a dead body found, two dead bodies found in that mud when I was living there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. It's time to, you know, you're a shriner, man. We got to live in a better, bigger way. We got to do it big.
You sure right. I got your back,
though,
worry.
Man.
My head on right. I'm working on it.
I know yours is.
Yeah.
All right, just let me know, Daddy. I'm serious, man. Let me repay the favor. Let me return the favor.
Okay, darling. If I need you, you know I'm gonna cry to you and come to you.
just tell me. Look, then what we, you know, boo, boo, boo. You feel me?
Okay.
Maybe we'll do an even swap or swindle because we need a charter bus for Tierra graduation party. We're gonna have it in Atlanta.
So we can push the children there safely.
So give me the exact date,
and I can get it started on it right now when I go in tomorrow. I gotta go in tomorrow at 2:00.
All right.
So
I'll
call
you
and talk to you tomorrow too. Okay.
All right. I love you.
All right. Love you too.
All right. Lord Jesus. Well, I love you, Bobby. Yeah. I just had to get that out, man. You know, it's just, oh my God, it's just too much. It's just too much, man. You got to get your family somewhere safe. Somebody got to think safe, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's interesting how people admit the truth, you know, and don't change it, don't do nothing. That's why it's important that we have to push our families. It's important. What, you in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm here. I love you, Bobby.
I love my father. I love my mother, my lady. But nah, but it's important. I just always feel like, you know, you're in a fucked up neighborhood and you ain't in that profession. Get the fuck out. It's common sense. Get the fuck out. The shit is common sense. You want a better life, you know, just it's common sense. Get the fuck out. And then people say it's not that goddamn easy. That's a damn lie. Everything is simple. When you take one step towards perfection, everything opens up for you. You can't stay in a situation in which you're not even a part of. Why be a part of that situation you're not a part of? Good God. Anyway, shit, that was the news. How about that? I got the news coming up next, man. Let me drink some water, get my mind right, because I don't, you know, that's the last thing I want to fucking hear is my mom and dad is a victim of violence, you know what I'm saying? Innocent and shit. They don't gang bang. The motherfuckers don't pop but bust one in the ass and shit. They ain't selling no fucking dope. They ain't got gold teeth in their fucking mouth. They ain't on fucking welfare and none of that goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't fucking with bitches with blue hair and they goddamn head and shit. And goddamn, I mean, I'm serious, man. They ain't got to re-up every motherfucking month, you know? You can tell I'm sorry. That's what fucking, that's what welfare breeds, you know? And they don't, you feel me what I'm saying, dog? I swear to God, I got a problem with fucking welfare because when it comes to welfare in Section 8, they start to migrate to different apartment complexes, and then they take over the fucking complexes. Then it's roach-infested, rat-infested, and then crime-infested. And at the end of the day, the hard-working motherfuckers, you know, got to find, you know, got to up and move. You know what I'm saying? And when they up and move, that shit is expensive. When a welfare recipient up and move, all they got to fucking come up with is one motherfucking dollar and shit, and they get the goddamn move. What the fuck is that? So the shit is simple for these type of motherfuckers, but for hard workers, man, fuck welfare. They need to snatch that shit from these motherfuckers and give these niggas some prestige, goddamn responsibilities of theyself. That's what the fuck I say. God damn it, vote Don DeColeon for president. Shit. We're getting rid of welfare because that shit there, it breeds shiftless motherfucking Negroes. Sick-ass niggas. I'm sorry. That's just the way I see it. If you don't fucking like it, call in and tell me you don't like it. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying, you already know. You ain't going to find that shit in a goddamn working-class neighborhood. I'm sorry. You will not find gunshots through your motherfucking window, your car goddamn getting stolen every motherfucking week, and also your dough's getting kicked in on every fucking holiday. You will not find that shit in working-class neighborhoods. Do you understand? And y'all bitches, I'm putting on record, y'all bitches and y'all welfare mothers who got these niggas, your sons and shit, moving back in with your motherfucking ass, and the nigga 20 years old want to be a fucking thug, bitch, I'ma find you and I'ma kick your motherfucking ass when I see your ass. Because y'all motherfuckers are the reason why crime and shit and children lives are in fucking danger because you let these low-life-ass niggas in your motherfucking house. That's why. Y'all talking about babies busting caps. Babies ain't busting no caps. It's them goddamn mamas who let these low-life-ass sons back in her goddamn house instead of putting her foot up this goddamn ass and tell them, nigga, you ain't fuck getting a job, nigga. You going to school, motherfucker. You understand? That's what the fuck, giving these niggas nothing to goddamn do with their fucking life and shit. Shit, I blame y'all motherfucking welfare recipient-ass bitches who's over fucking 40 years old, children knocking at 18, 19, and fucking 20, walking the goddamn streets in broad daylight, in goddamn afternoon, and in goddamn middle of the fucking morning trying to find some innocent motherfucker to destroy. I blame you bitches for that shit. Then you old skank-ass 40-year-old welfare recipient-ass bitches on down to 20-something years old, your bitch ass gonna get with the same type of nigga that's just like your fucking son that your bitch ass didn't fucking raise properly. And this is also a reason why we got drive-bys and babies getting shit shot up and shit. Go to goddamn Global Grind and look at all them goddamn names of babies and innocent people being fucking killed because a bullet ain't got no name on it. Go look at that shit. Go look at all that shit. That's a result of your sorry ass, you black bitch. That's the result of your motherfucking ass. You be bringing them fucking niggas around your goddamn babies and shit, and they fucking be the goddamn chaos of the whole fucking neighborhood and shit. You wouldn't let them niggas in your fucking community, you wouldn't have this fucking problem. Ain't that right? Because how the fuck they get in your community? You let them in, bitch. You meet them old skank-ass niggas at the train station and shit. Meet them at the fucking bus stop. Bitch, and you bring them and you bring harm to everybody in the fucking community. You don't fucking know, but now you fucking know. You meet them old skank-ass niggas and shit. You bring them in your house now, and next thing you know, the nigga kicking your neighbor doors in and shit. The fuck is that shit? Niggas outside shooting fucking gun. Oh, stupid-ass motherfucker. You shoot gun at the gun range, you ignorant-ass fuck. God damn, you ignorant motherfuckers. Niggas are ignorant. I can't stand you motherfuckers. Why you think I want to be white now? I see why Michael Jackson changed his fucking color. God damn it, because you fucking niggas give goddamn real niggas a bad name. This shit is despicable. The fuck is that shit? All right, didn't I say I was going to take a break? I'm just saying, goddammit, y'all will talk about some real shit. Fuck that astral traveling shit and fucking slavery. Y'all bitch niggas are fucked up right now. GetYourShitTogether.com. Goddammit, letting these low-life-ass niggas in your goddamn house and shit. Fuck your issue is. Just because you're on welfare, bitch, you ain't got to think like you the bottom of the fucking barrel. You know, up your goddamn game, ho. Goddamn, change your motherfucking thought process. Hypno say a white dog. Damn, that's something. I see why goddamn Diana Ross changed her look. And Patti LaBelle cut her fucking nose off and shit. Goddamn. I see why now, goddamn it. God damn, I see why Prince wear high heels. Y'all fucking give men a bad name. Prince said, I don't want to be one no more. I see why fans don't even want to be a man, because y'all fuck up shit. God damn, I see that shit now. I see why Lil' Kim bleaching her goddamn skin. Just fucking bad. Just y'all motherfuckers just damn. God damn, who wants to be black now? Meanwhile, goddamn, Halle Berry's like, my baby black. I don't give a fuck. I'm black, my baby black. I believe in the one-drop rule. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up with that shit, ho. Okay. That's it. All right. I just had to get all that shit out. I'm just saying, man, fuck that shit. And you got to know all them conscious sick fucks, the same niggas that busting guns and shit, talking about, I be on the street every day. I be on the corner every day, teacher. Shut your faggot ass up, you low-life motherfucker. Get a job, nigga. God damn, get a job, motherfucker. Go back to school, bitch, nigga. Stay off the block. How you keep niggas off the block? You stay off that motherfucker. How about that? How the fuck is a nigga with no goddamn education out there talking about he teaching the youth in the street? Nigga, you can't teach them motherfuckers nothing. Who wants to learn on the corner? What education system teaches you on the fucking corner? On the fucking liquor store or outside some goddamn steel apartment building? What the fuck is that? Who does that shit? Go to school, motherfucker. That's how you can help these motherfuckers. You tell them little goddamn kids that's hanging out there, I'm going to school. Y'all want to go with me? Get them off that fucking block, goddammit. Shit. Fuck. This make me goddamn sick. Anyway. They do have shooting range because we go there a lot. Just niggas need to know some shit. The shit just made the baby died. Do y'all understand? You know how many babies and innocent motherfucking people that are black that died over a fucking bullet that wasn't even for them? How the fuck do you die in and the bullet wasn't for you. Answer that goddamn question. Them fucking low-life bitches brought them low-life niggas in the motherfucking neighborhood. And y'all complaining about niggas in jail and shit. Them niggas need to stay they fucking ass. And that the fuck is y'all issue? You know what the fuck is y'all issue? We got a high rate of black men in jail. They need to stay they ass in that motherfucker. Don't you understand what the fuck the government is doing now? They ain't releasing your dope boy out of jail early. They releasing the pedophiles out of jail early, motherfucker. The sex offenders, that's who the fuck they releasing out of jail. All them niggas need to stay in that motherfucker, innocent or not. Stay your ass in that motherfucker till I say you can come out. God damn it, that's what the fuck I say. This shit here done got, we got babies dying, you understand, over a nigga that a bitch done bought into her fucking community. Do you see what the fuck is going on? You understand? My mama got a bullet shot straight through her fucking bedroom goddamn window because of some bitch done bought some nigga in the neighborhood. You see what I'm saying? That nigga don't pay rent there. You know if a nigga pay rent there or not. That nigga ain't paying. That nigga name ain't on the lease is what the fuck I'm saying. God damn, know why these hoes fucking with. I see why black bitches ain't getting no goddamn respect. God damn it. You know, I don't want to be a black woman no more because of this shit. This shit here is damn nasty. It's just fucking damn nasty. Anyway, I'm done. Shit. I'm done with this. Just wanted to get this shit out on fucking record. You know, just not fucking safe. If I don't bring my children to an unstable friend's house, I ain't bringing my children to my mama's house. That's how the fuck I goddamn roll. Because I love my children more than I love my mom and my goddamn daddy. I'd be a damn fool to be dropping my babies off in projects and shit. That's why I cut they fucking daddies off, because you live in a motherfucking project, motherfucker. I don't fuck with project niggas, nigga. You 40 years old living in a project, something ain't fucking right with your bitch ass. Get your goddamn shit together, nigga. Just something ain't right. Certain things I just don't fuck with. You know, why would I even take my ass to Egypt right now? You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? The fuck? You want to go see the pyramids? We got free tickets? Yeah, let's go. Bullshit. Bull motherfucking shit. Why y'all bullshitting, though? They got flights to Egypt right now for $2.99. How many want on? How many of you motherfuckers want to go? That's just show you the mindset. You know, the mindset of shit. Change your motherfucking minds, y'all, because this shit here is just that now. Because I swear to God, man, I'll go and kill innocent motherfuckers if something happened to my damn mama and my daddy or my children. I'll just fucking push the nuclear bomb button and shit. I'll contact them aliens that disarm that motherfucker and say, blow it up. Blow up the whole fucking planet because of this sick-ass shit, because of these motherfuckers. Man, right now, I'm going to not fight your ass. Keep talking that shit. All right, that's it. Well, this is the Donna Culleon show. I just had to get that off, you know. And just the only thing that fucks me, I'm sorry. The only thing that fucked me up real bad is that when you know and you still in the same situation you in, I have to hold you accountable for what you know. If the cosmos or the heavens or karma, whatever the fuck you want to call it, or your ancestor, whatever, God or Jesus or Mary or Dwayne, if they know that you are responsible for what you know, why are you still in that same situation? I don't get that shit. I don't get it. Why are you still in that same situation? People be missing that the handwriting be on the goddamn wall. Ain't no way in hell. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn if God forbids that we go bankrupt today where we ain't got a pot to piss in and a window throw it out. I ain't moving in no ghetto fucking projects, welfare fucking recipients. I'm going to pimp the shit out of the goddamn system. But I damn sure ain't going to have neighbors with a bunch of gold teeth in their fucking mouth, got little girls walking up and down the fucking street and shit. Like, that's something cute and shit. I'd be damned to be amongst that sick-ass shit. I'll sell ass and get my babies in a goddamn mansion before I motherfucking go to some white man and tell that motherfucker I need fucking housing provision. I'll sell this motherfucking pussy all day goddamn long before my babies live in a fucking ghetto and be a victim of circumstance, be a victim of getting turned out by some neighborhood hoes and shit, being amongst them little bitches walking the fucking street 13, 14, 15 years old with goddamn booty shorts all hanging the fuck out and they ain't at home in their room wearing that shit. I'll sell ass before I do. Off the motherfucking rip, I'll sell ass before I motherfucking go to some defects goddamn building with some defects black nappy-headed bitch at the fucking counter on defects her goddamn self. Goddamn asking that bitch, can she approve me for some fucking Section 8 so I can live amongst these Section 8 motherfuckers. I'll sell ass before that fucking happen. I will not allow my children to be subjected in that fucking type of goddamn sick ass police coming every fucking day ass, those getting kicked in every day ass, bullet ain't got your name on it every day ass, your baby getting turned out every day ass, your nigga on the block now every day ass. I be damn, I'll sell ass before that shit happens. I'll be the biggest fucking hoe on the fucking planet. My children be at a fucking private goddamn school in a gated fucking community with three fucking kitchens in it. And they say, how the fuck she get it? Ass got me here. Rather than ass got me some fucking well with some goddamn bullet through my fucking window and shit. And my baby shot up because they want to play fucking PlayStation that particular day in the goddamn living room. I'll sell ass and keep my babies out that motherfucker. I ain't finna let no white man or no white bitch or no fucking defects worker or no goddamn Section 8 subscriber tell my motherfucking ass the only places I can go is where they allow Section 8 at, and 9 times out of fucking 10, it's the worst goddamn environment ever, and I'm thinking I'm moving up. I ain't moving no fucking way. I done put my family and myself in harm's way. At the end of the fuck, ain't no way in hell, bitch motherfucker, you gonna give me a Section 8 voucher and my motherfucking black ass I'm putting my children in harm's way because I want to got it, because I need some fucking help. Bullshit. I'll sell ass before I goddamn do it. Shit, I'm like Scarlett O'Hara. I'll never go hungry again. Fuck what you heard. I'm just saying, shit. Ain't no way in fucking hell, goddamn it. Ain't no way in hell I'll subject my children to that shit. Ain't no way in hell. Fucking bitches need to wake the fuck up. Y'all better not be fucking with Rodney, man. Rodney my nigga, man. Leave Rodney alone. That's my nigga. Y'all better leave Rodney alone. All right, I'm taking a break, though. I just, goddamn it, I'm finna go take one now real quick. Shit. I'll be right back. Let me see. I'm play something long so I can goddamn. Welcome, everybody. This is the Donna Coleone Show. Oh, as a matter of fact, the leadership going to take off early today. The leadership going to take off early today, goddamn it. Fuck what you heard. We're going to take it off early. Early as a Mickey Ficky. We're taking off. We'll be right back, though.
I want you to try and tell us everything that happened. Anything you can remember.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. the truth.
I just want to tell the truth, the truth, the truth. You tell the truth, niggas don't like you. Look at motherfuckers in the chat room right now. I'm sorry, I'm telling the fucking truth, and y'all don't fucking like it. What y'all want me to say? What the fuck would y'all want me to say? Y'all want me to lie to y'all? Y'all want me to fucking lie to y'all? Y'all want me to lie? Y'all want me to fucking lie to y'all, right? Y'all don't want the fucking truth. Y'all can't handle the fucking truth. Y'all want me to lie to y'all, right? Is that what the fuck it is? Y'all want me to lie? Okay, fine. I lie. This is what a lie sounds like. We got motherfuckers in the neighborhood. The problem is the churches. The problem is the churches. The youth, you know what I'm saying? The single mothers done fucked up some shit. We got brothers all in goddamn jail. We got to help get our brothers out of jail. You know, that's the problem. The problem is the motherfucking white man. You know, that's what the fuck the problem is, you feel me? And so with that being said, you know, we've been oppressed for 6,000 motherfucking years ever since goddamn slavery and shit. See, when goddamn what's-her-name was out there picking motherfucking cotton and shit, the white man would come around and motherfucker stand behind and slap his dick behind a goddamn neck and shit, and that's what got the black women where they at now. They all messed up. They want a white man and shit. And, you know, so shit, you know, that's the problem. The problem ain't the project, shit. I love the government. I just want Obama to goddamn come step down a little bit, come in my fucking hood and shit, and help goddamn pay some of my motherfucking bills and shit. How come Obama ain't did nothing for us? That nigga lied the whole goddamn time and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that shit just ain't motherfucking right, you know? I mean, he's supposed to be black, and he said he was for us and shit, and he said change gonna come. How come ain't no change in my neighborhood? How come goddamn I'm still on goddamn Dubai Street? Obama's supposed to help a motherfucker get the fuck off of Dubai Street. And what about all these professional athletes and shit? After they done made it big, and all these fucking doctors and lawyers that done came out of the government, the hood and shit, and they ain't even come back to help my motherfucking broke ass out. You know, I mean, these motherfuckers part of the boule. They field niggas and house niggas and shit, you see? And the field niggas just out here working, trying to motherfucking uplift the people, give them knowledge of fucking self and shit. But meanwhile, you got all these fucking athletes and shit and entertainers and shit. Goddamn it, ain't coming back helping the motherfucker, man. And fuck it, man, I'm just gonna go back to fucking Africa, man. Get back into my African spirituality, because that's the only thing that's going to fucking help us right the fuck now. Y'all like that better, right? Y'all like that better? I know. Y'all like that better than that other shit I was kicking, right? I know it. It sound better, don't it? Yep. It sound better. You know, I know it. That's what the fuck y'all like to hear, bullshit. Y'all nod your head, rag top, the fucking bullshit. When a bitch like me fucking come with the ultimate fucking truth and shit, y'all got a fucking issue with it and shit. Niggas quoting the fucking Bible like that's supposed to mean a goddamn thing. Fuck that goddamn Bible, nigga. Do something. Write your own goddamn book. Let us goddamn be under that spell. Anyway. Wasn't no projects in the goddamn Bible. Wasn't no welfare in that motherfucker either. All right, that's it. So y'all prefer me to talk like that, I will. What else y'all want me to talk about? Candle burning and shit? Conjuring up your ancestors? Y'all want me to call a voodoo priest on this motherfucker that ain't finna give y'all no voodoo goddamn spells and shit? The fuck y'all want me to fucking do right now? Answer the goddamn question. What the fuck? Y'all want some bull? Y'all want to hear some fucking bullshit for 2 motherfucking hours? I understand shit. I understand bullshit start at 7 o'clock at nighttime on Blog Talk. That's the beginning of bullshit. Y'all can just keep nodding your fucking head on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep, that's true, that's true. Yeah, we all fucked up. We all goddamn enslaved. We ain't gonna ever be free. Yep, that's that shit y'all want a nigga to kick today, right? All right, I kick that shit. Y'all ain't gonna never be motherfucking free. Y'all just a victim of the white man's supremacy. Y'all kids ain't shit because hip-hop and BET done took your fucking kids away from your bitch ass. The public school system don't give a fuck about your children. That's why your babies know how to read, write, and motherfucking do math, but they don't give a fuck about your kids. Your children are being taught by the white man. God damn it, that's just the way that shit go. That's what the fuck y'all want to hear, right? That's what the fuck y'all want to hear. So what we going to do about it? How we going to be free? Go back to Africa. How about that? Oh, shit, you go to Africa, it's the same goddamn shit. But, no, y'all don't want to hear that part. I'm sorry. Y'all don't want to hear that part of the truth. Let me state with the... See, it's hard for me to give you bullshit. I'm going to tell you off the rip. It's hard for me to stay on bullshit. It's impossible. But I'm going to do my best to give y'all some bullshit today so y'all can nod y'all head rag top to that shit, okay? So, get me an amen corner going up in this motherfucker, okay? Nah, fuck it. I'm going to give them some bullshit, baby. That's what the fuck they want, because when I kick that fucking truth about before I fucking sign my motherfucking life and my children over to the welfare system, I'll sell ass. All of a goddamn sudden, niggas want to quote the fucking Bible and shit. Okay, I'm just letting you fuck.
They going to have to quote
Deborah. They going to
have to quote Esther.
Well, yeah, quote.
They going to have to quote the Bible. They going to have to quote Mary Magdalene. If they
quote Mary Magdalene. I'm just saying, but I mean, shit, what y'all want? Y'all want some bullshit? Y'all want some bullshit? I give you the bullshit, goddammit. Obama's going to come down eventually and help you motherfuckers, all right? For those that are still waiting on Obama to get from D.C. to bring his ass down to goddamn Bushwick or Brooklyn or Queens or whatever the fuck goddamn city you live in, to shake your fucking hand and to write your bitch ass a fucking check, then that's what's up. You know, I mean, however y'all, what y'all want to talk about? The white man? Let's run it. Shit, y'all like the white man. Let's talk about him a lot. Okay, let's see what the white man has done for another, what he going to do for the next 500. Okay, the Illuminati, yep, the elite, yeah. Yeah, I mean, shit, all is lost, motherfuckers. All is lost, so what's next? All is goddamn lost. I'm just saying the solution to every goddamn body's problem is to goddamn solve the goddamn shit. And all I'm just basically saying is that ain't no way in hell I'm going to fucking take mine and my children to some motherfucking defects or Section 8 motherfucking lineup, stand in line with a whole bunch of blue hair, toting ass, gold teeth, wearing ass bitches, and be in line with that shit, and then live amongst them motherfuckers in the name of goddamn a house or some fucking food every goddamn month. Again, I'll sell ass before I do. Because I ain't nowhere in hell I'm having my children in that shit. I don't give a fuck how smart I am. I ain't nowhere in hell I can live like that. I can't live like that. I no way. No way. I go to Las Vegas. Ain't Las Vegas prostitution free in Las Vegas, baby? It's legal, right? Yeah, I go to Las Vegas for a good goddamn 3 months and come up. You feel me? That's what I do. I go to Las Vegas 3 months, pimp the shit out some billionaire real quick. Come back wealthy than a motherfucker before I have my children subjected to living in a crime-infested neighborhood and shit in the name of what? In the name of survival? Who wants to survive like that? I want to survive in a world where motherfuckers are hardworking, where they cut their fucking grass and shit, and they water their fucking lawn and shit. I want to survive amongst motherfuckers like that. You feel me? I don't want to survive where a nigga ain't watering his grass and spraying that bitch with pesticide. I don't want to survive in a motherfucking in a building or a community where niggas is spraying the fucking air with bullets. What the fuck sense does that make? Give me a neighbor that sprays his yard with pesticides than a nigga that sprays the air with bullets. It's just simple. It's just simple fucking math. That's all I'm saying. All right now. Hey, y'all. Damn, chat room done got filled up and shit. I don't know why y'all here. Shit. Unless y'all want to hear some bullshit. But that's it, man. I got like 30. I told you bullshit started at 7 o'clock on Ball Talk. I tried to give y'all some bullshit today. It ain't going to work. What y'all want to talk about? Astro traveling and shit? Bullshit. What y'all want to talk about? The world coming to an end? Bullshit. What y'all talking about? What y'all want to talk about? Dead people who made history? This is Black History Month. The white man put pictures up for y'all to honor that he thought was great for y'all, not y'all putting up pictures for y'all to honor. Y'all was giving goddamn pictures that the white man said, these are your niggas here, and these are the ones that you're going to honor. Every motherfucker. How come the pictures never changed? How come all of Black History Month is nothing but the same bunch of the still dead-ass motherfuckers, okay? What are they fucking doing? And mind you, Black History Month has nothing to do with niggas that's not in elementary, middle, or high school.
Wow.
Black History Month is to reinforce the spell on your motherfucking children. That's what Black History Month is. They're not going to give you Oprah on that fucking wall, but mind you, y'all niggas don't like the bitch anyway, so y'all okay with that. They're not even going to give you Obama for Black History Month. They're not going to give you nobody motherfucking brand new. They're not giving your children nothing. They're giving your children. Black History Month is the book of the fucking dead, just like the goddamn Bible. Book of the Dead, just like the goddamn Bible. You know, y'all Black History Month to y'all that's not in school, y'all smart motherfuckers, it's all dead people. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, dead. Malcolm X, dead. Goddamn Marcus Garvey, dead. Noble Drew Ali, dead. Who the fuck else? Come on. Deuce Ali, dead. Whoever the fuck else y'all talking about, y'all talk about the book of the fucking dead all the goddamn time, all right? Now, in the Bible, y'all talk about the book of the fucking dead. In Black history, in their Black history that they gave your children, is still the book of the dead. You motherfuckers don't never speak about the book of the fucking living. And I'm trying to figure out why. Why? Why is y'all not speaking about the book of the fucking living? They done made y'all hate everything that's alive and love the dead. Y'all are still fucking Christians. Y'all wear that cross. Y'all are still fucking Christians. Anytime you talking about dead motherfuckers, you a Christian. Because Christians is nothing but a dead doctrine. Yep, my Luther King sacrifice. Y'all still Christians. Honorable Elijah Muhammad sacrifice. Malcolm X sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed, Muhammad Ali sacrificed and shit. Y'all ain't talking about nothing about, y'all do not speak about the book of the fucking living because they made y'all hate everything that is great that is alive. But I'm going to tell y'all something. When these great motherfuckers that's walking the earth right now amongst you, these gods that are doing big fucking things, when they make their transition out of this motherfucker, then the white man is going to tell your children about them because y'all bitch niggas don't even tell them anything great about them when they walking. Nah, they're going to be dead. That's the point. Yeah, by the time your grandbabies are fucking born, yeah, they're going to put Oprah on that motherfucker. They're going to put Michael Jordan on that motherfucker. They're going to put goddamn Clarence Thomas on that motherfucker. They're going to put all your living gods, and when they die, they're going to become your new Black history. You'll see.
Because what they want y'all to stay under the spell.
Yeah, keep worshiping the dead if you want to. Keep worshiping the dead, goddammit. That's what I say. Goddammit. So, now what? So, y'all still talk about the fucking dead. Y'all don't want to talk about the living. You fuck around and mention any great thing that somebody great has done. Y'all either say Boule, Illuminati, sellout, house niggas.
Yeah, that's the title for everybody.
Yeah, that's for everybody who's doing great things right now. Incredible.
Yeah,
so
that's how they got them brainwashed now.
You know? So. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Under that spell.
Yep, that's the way it worked. Baby, turn that heat off, sweetheart. I'm hot than a motherfucker. Dude, Free say, you done lost your faith, Don. What I lost my faith in? Niggas? Dead people? Hell yeah, I lost my faith in dead. What the fuck I'm talking about? What the hell I'm talking about? If I'm going to talk about anybody dead, I'm going to talk about the people that I know, my grandparents. You understand? My ancestral goddamn lineage, motherfucker. I'm not finna spend my time. I don't know fucking Martin and Coretta and Lil Martin and all them little other motherfucking kids he got. I ain't in his fucking bloodline. Why do we always talk about great people to our children that are not our family? How many of you motherfuckers sit and have a conversation about your great uncle who was great in this or your great grandfather who was great in that? How many of you motherfuckers do that shit? So other than that, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You running around talking about motherfuckers. First of all, you ain't mad. You don't even know fucking Honorable Elijah Muhammad family. You dead, motherfucker. You don't know Jesus family. You're dead. You're talking about dead motherfucking people that ain't even in your fucking bloodline. Something is fucking wrong. Meanwhile, the Caucasians got pictures of they fucking grandmama, great aunt, blowed up to a goddamn 15 by 30 picture all lined up on they fucking walls, and then your house is picture of dead motherfuckers. You can't even tell your children that they were your cousin, your aunt, your grandmama, or your goddamn granddad, but they great to you.
Okay.
I don't understand shit like that. I don't understand shit like that. It's just something about that shit. You feel me? You know, and you wonder why your children don't respect you. You don't respect your own blood. Why the fuck they should respect the blood they came through?
Wow.
Shit, if you want to goddamn give honor and respect, give honor and respect to your own fucking bloodline.
Check that out.
That's what the fuck I say. Other than that, nigga, you know, hey, let's talk about it. The white man doing a good job on you motherfuckers suppressing your own relatives, your blood relatives and shit. You ain't blowing up they fucking pictures and shit. You got pictures of goddamn dollar store flowers on your wall and shit. You know, got pictures of stupid shit. Shit that doesn't, just shit that just don't make goddamn sense on your fucking wall. You can't even tell a story about the fucking picture. That's just how fucked up the white man got you motherfuckers, if y'all want me to tell, say it's the white man. Mama, what? Tell me about that flower on the wall, that picture. Girl, I got that thing from the dollar store. Me and this other woman was fighting over it. I told that bitch she can have this motherfucking incense for a goddamn for this flower on the fucking wall. I told her I'd braid her hair. She just let me have that flower. And that's why that flower in your room right now, baby.
Oh, man.
Ain't that a pretty picture of a flower?
That's a shame.
And be like, Mama, who, Daddy, who is this fat man with this hat on and this black and white picture on your wall? Baby, that's Noble Jew. No, that's Marcus Garvey. You know I was talking about Marcus Garvey. That's Marcus Garvey, baby. That's Marcus Garvey, baby. We don't learn about Marcus Garvey at school, Daddy. Well, I'm going to teach you Marcus Garvey. Well, who is Marcus Garvey, Daddy? Is that your great-great-granddaddy, Daddy? No. No, he started the goddamn Go Back to Africa movement. Well, Daddy, did you ever go back? Because we still here in America, Daddy. Whatever happened to him, he was murdered. Oh, Daddy, that's sad.
Next. Oh, who was that right there?
Who was that handsome man standing on that little thing with his little hand pointed to his chest and shit, Daddy? Oh, baby, that's Noble Drew Ali, baby.
Was that your granddaddy?
Was that your granddaddy, baby? Nah, did you know him, Daddy? Never met him. Well, why the fuck is he on the wall for, Daddy? He's the founder of the Moore Science Temple. He's a Moore, baby. Well, what the fuck is a Moore, Daddy? Moore means black. Black, Daddy, Moore. Sometimes you ask me, Daddy, do I want some more peas?
Well, it's different, baby.
Well, peas are green, baby. Moores are black. Daddy, is he still alive? Nah. Did you meet him, Daddy? No, I didn't. Well, Daddy, whatever happened to him, Daddy? Oh, he was killed, too. Damn, Daddy, you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers that was killed on our walls in our house. Next. Daddy, who is this man, Daddy? Daddy, who is this man? Oh, baby. She said, Daddy, who did that man look like E.T.? That man look like E.T., Daddy. Who is he? Baby, that's Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Oh, Daddy, did you know Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Never met him, baby. Well, damn, Daddy, how do you know him? I just know he was the founder of one of the strongest black organizations on the planet. called the Nation of Islam. Nation of Islam, Daddy. What the hell is that? I never learned Nation of Islam. I learned about the United Nations and the United States of America. I learned about the United Nations over there in Hague, Netherlands. I've never heard about a nation called Islam. Daddy, what is Islam? Islam is a religion. Well, how can a religion be a nation, Daddy? That just don't make sense. Daddy, I'm just straight fucking confused now. And, Daddy, who is that white man behind him with the brown straight hair? He looks white behind him. Well, that was God in the flesh, baby. That's goddamn Farad Muhammad. Farad Muhammad, white man, is God, Daddy? Yes, he is. According to Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's a white man that came to him as God in the flesh or Allah in the flesh. Ah, I see that. Did you know him too, Daddy? Did you know God, Daddy? Nah, I never met him either, boo-boo. Daddy, so the white man is God, Daddy? Yeah, white man. No, white man ain't God. Well, Daddy, why you got Honorable Elijah Muhammad with a white man that you say is God? Baby, get your ass in your fucking room. Beat your ass for that shit. Take your ass upstairs, goddammit.
That was your Black History Month.
I can go on and on with that shit. Shit. I can go on and on. Don't make me go on and on and shit. How the fuck you explain shit like that to your children? Just don't fucking make sense to me. Daddy, you got any pictures of people we know? How come grandmama ain't on the wall? I had a problem with your father, with my mama, okay? I ain't like my mama. All right? You already know that. I ain't like my mama. Well, Daddy, how come it's nothing but men on this wall and no women?
Wow.
Daddy, something puzzles me about that.
Exactly.
You don't like your mama, but you knew your mama, and your mama ain't on the wall, and you don't know none of these niggas, Daddy. Never met them.
Wow, and they all did.
And they all dead, and they all died because somebody killed them.
Exactly. Even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Daddy, you might as well put Jesus on that motherfucker. All right, that's enough. That's what y'all tell y'all cheering out your boy. If y'all ain't children like mine, goddamn, that's how my babies ask questions for real, goddamn. My baby's gonna be bullshitting, Chad. You feel me? All right. That's it. When the hell does the leadership take off? It felt like they had to go get some fuel for that motherfucker, Pretty Brown. I don't know. They had to go to Iraq some goddamn where. This shit taking a long goddamn time. We just sitting in line waiting and shit for the goddamn leadership to take off. That's my, oh, shit, we got somebody with their hand up. All ones, your mic is open. Welcome to the Don DeColeon Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
B.A., and I'm just listening.
Hey, B.A. Yeah. B.A. really is, he's pushing one to be in the church with his hand up like, hallelujah! Tell him, Don! Baby, go get my bipolar medicine real quick, just in case you got there put me on. I want to make sure I'm straight. I'm in the center. 313, come on in. You're on the air, 658.
Hey, Don, this Guru.
Hey, Guru, what's good with you, baby?
What's good, baby? I'm just listening to you, but guess what? Sometimes this is definitely what we need because you get a lot of bullshit out there, and I call you the truth. I call you that fresh water because you common sense. It's like, listen, this is what these cats are saying, and if you get caught up in that bullshit, you get caught up in the Bible. You get caught up with a lot of that shit like it's the only thing. I never heard nobody say the Bible is the book of the dead. And then when you lined it up, that made so much sense. Everybody worshiping and studying the dead cats. Ain't nobody looking at what's happening now in life. Who is doing something great in your lineage right now? Who living? You know who is doing something great in your race right now, who's living. That's the cat you could actually wind up talking to or looking at an actual living example. If you, there are scriptures in the Bible where it say talking about the living God. It don't say the dead God. So what the hell is you talking about all these dead cats for? It's good for dead history, but you got to look at what's happening now. So I love you having the floor and how you bringing a lot of aha moments. You know,
Hey, you remember that shit on Coming to America? And that nigga said, you know, waiter come bring him a soup. And then he says, wait, there's a fly in my soup or some shit. And then he says, you know what I'm saying, you know, something about a spoon. And then, you know, when Eddie Murphy played the white guy, then he said, aha.
Yeah.
God damn. Nah, man. I mean, people don't like, they got an ish. They prefer belief rather than truth, you know, and I'm realizing that shit. I'm watching because I can tell who is under a deeper spell than most people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just by observing the chat room. See, I can't really see what's going on in the call line, but the chat room, I can just tell, like, this motherfucker is deeply under this goddamn spell. Deep under that motherfucker. I can just tell. I can just tell by they comments and shit. You know, not saying it's right or it's wrong, but it's the goddamn truth, man. A lot of these niggas under spell. You know, and who wants to fucking keep talking about dead motherfuckers all the goddamn time? That's why I really stopped listening to blog talk shows, a lot of them, because goddamn it, I don't want to hear shit. No, I don't want to hear nothing about no dead motherfucker no fucking more.
Right. These cats ain't, they going to show you how to get that money, how to make your family better. No, these niggas gone. They already did what they were supposed to do, and they out this mug. So what you? The only thing you teaching me is how to get fascinated, basically.
Is how to get
fascinated. Can I get some examples of how, oh, wait a minute, I'm in the valley of humiliation, and if I take these steps, I make it better for my family. Oh, if I do these things with investment and building my business and strengthening education, guess what? Now I've set up my own family line. And they can have my picture on the wall down the line. Man, it was your great-grandfather. That nigga did his shit. That was
Amen.
Your great-grandmama. She handled her shit.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that the truth? Nah, you fuck around and start talking shit like that, man. You got niggas that'll goddamn come out to you and be like, man, that's the white man's education. God damn it, ain't the dollar ain't backed by gold no more. The dollar is an illusion. You still ain't free, nigga. You go buy 50 properties, become the biggest goddamn real estate investor. Nigga, that ain't real property, motherfucker. You don't own the land patent.
You
ain't no more, motherfucker. You still got the driver's license. You ain't no more. You still got to drive with driver's license and shit, motherfucker. No matter all the money you got and all the success you made, you still don't have jurisdiction. 5702233, come on in with us. You on?
Hey, Don. It's Keita.
Oh, my God. Hey, Keita.
I just want to let you know that I really enjoyed that episode of
Say what? I can't hear you.
I said I just want to let you know I really enjoyed that episode of the Boondocks you just did with the little boy and his father.
Oh, really? What makes you think that was a little boy? That put him in a little girl. You think little girls can't ask questions like that?
It just reminded me of that episode
I'm
of the book we watched one day in your office.
What happened? I don't remember.
When the guy, when they were talking about BET. Mm-hmm. Remember when they were talking about BET and they was calling it evil and, you know, when the
You talking
the
about
boy,
the Martin Luther King episode?
Martin Luther King
came back? Is that the one you're talking about or the one where they were showing the board of BET?
Yeah, the board of BET,
Deborah,
I think.
Up there, and they had, and show how they was making evil plans. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, it just kind of reminded me of that when she was speaking about, you know, the truth and how, you know, if the child asks the father questions, like, that's the answer that he's, you know, he's going to give the child. you know, about worshiping the dead people and all that stuff. But it just kind of reminded me of that episode where they were like, not really, yeah. Well, they were telling the truth in the episode, but it was kind of like subliminally. Oh, they were trying to tell it, like you had to, you know, kind of like catch it to know what they were really talking about.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I missed it. I'm sorry, my daughter called me. I missed the whole goddamn thing. What was the hook?
No, the hook was just, again, it just reminded me of that episode where they was, like, really speaking the truth, but, like, unless you was, like, really paying attention to what they were saying, it would go over your head, you know, how they were exposing, you know, different truths. Like, when the guy, he was black and he didn't want to be black, he wanted to be white, and he started doing all the things that people do.
Yeah, she's talking about
Uncle
when they wound up making Uncle Ruckus, the Uncle Ruckus reality show, when BET came up with that. And that's what she's talking about.
Fireliner said the whole month of Black History Month is dead people celebration, celebrating dead people,
mm-hmm.
the honor of dead people. It's fine. It's only in their school system. That's the thing. See, y'all, we are not really doing any celebration in our family. It's not like Christmas, how everybody fuck around and put up a goddamn tree and put lights around that shit as a, you know, celebration. Yeah, but, you know, or take the month out. So, yeah, this shit here, this is to enslave your children.
Right.
Really to put that spell under your fucking children's ass, because it's the same shit. The same characters always pop up every fucking February. Did y'all notice that? It's the same characters every motherfucking February. Like,
I
God
love that.
Damn.
I love how you broke that down about the graphics. The graphics, they're the same damn pictures when I was little. That they're showing to the kids now. They ain't updated. They ain't photoshopped it. They ain't touched it up. They ain't got another different picture. It's the same damn picture.
Same damn picture. The same damn story and shit. And in Black History Month, it's all based around slavery. And you niggas are happy. We get our Black History Month. God damn it, can't wait for February, baby. You going to go to school every day that month.
That's right. I went into a college in Michigan one time. Beautiful, beautiful mural in the studies of African American history, and it's like a powerful black chief with his powerful black queen, and all kind of powerful images of the woman raising the family strong, the man being there raising the family strong. Then guess what was on the other side? Just as beautiful in the graphics, but sorry ass pictorial, was niggas getting their ass whooped in slavery. Women getting their ass whooped in slavery. And I'm like, this is a fucking duality bullshit right here. Soon as I felt great, I'm like, damn, look at this picture. This shit's sweet. I turned to the left, I almost threw up.
He said, who just say this shit is sweet?
What
you say, man, I'm about to make some copies of this, send this shit off to my babies and everybody.
Right,
so you flip that shit over.
See niggas with their back bent, whip, you know what I'm saying? And chains, shorties with the chains on.
Man, you know what we really need? You know what we really need? We need a real artist to explain, to show the real pictures of how we was fucking kicking Caucasians' ass.
Yep.
We need that real shit, and that shit need to be enforced every fucking day, that picture. We need pictures of how we fucking kicked they fucking ass, how they started, how they look like fucking Barney and Wilma and Fred and all them sick motherfuckers.
Right.
We need to, I mean, for real, we need to show them motherfuckers that shit. You know, and then show the other side where we were draped in gold in Egypt, black images, big lips.
That's right.
God damn it, just, you know, motherfuckers just running shit. And then you see on the other side of town, we hanging motherfucking cavemen's and shit.
Right. You want to hear some wild stuff? Here in California, in the Capitol building where the government actually meets, there's a 7-foot-tall mural of Queen Khalifa, which Africa, I mean, which California was named after. And she's standing there with two of her powerful black Amazon warriors. It's all black women.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody talk about that. Here in Disneyland, there's a big mural where Queen Khalifa, black woman, powerful, standing over the whole entertainment industry, and it shows each level of different types of entertainment throughout the ages, like movies and things of that nature, and they all under her, subliminally showing that they're giving homage to her. But that's never put out in the images in Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? You could even wiki it, and they'll pull up that image that's in Sacramento right now.
Let
they
me
do
wiki
this every
it.
Day when
let
they go into
see.
The government.
What do I type in?
Type in what Queen Khalifa, C-A-L-I-F-A.
Is it C or K?
C, as in cat.
Okay, C-A-L. I-F-A. Khalifa means successor.
Uh-huh.
And that's who California
yeah,
was named
yeah, when it's pronounced that way. Khalifa. Khalifa. All right. I'm looking it up, boy. I guess my broadband connection said, you ain't finna see that shit.
Hey, like, y'all talking
this motherfucker
too much
taking
right
a whole
now.
Year to goddamn... it's Khalifia, C-A-L-I-F-I-A.
Yeah, okay. There it goes. Khalifia, yeah, there it goes.
Okay, look like they done changed her image. Which one is these motherfuckers, huh? God damn. One
they
of them look like
one.
A Hindu.
Yeah, they got one where she ain't got no top on. Because she basically, you know, the Wonder Woman, superhero and all that stuff, that came off of her.
Are you
she
on
with the runner.
Okay, I don't see the one with the music industry. I do see a picture of her standing next to two other women.
Okay, that's the one in Sacramento. They see that every
okay.
day they walk in
get
to do the government
here.
Faction. Yes, they see that every day. Arnold Schwarzenegger,
man.
Governor building, that's her. She's
and guess what it say,
tall.
Too? The mural of Queen Khalifa and her Amazons in the room of the Dons. It is crazy. They already know who the fuck I am. Y'all better Google me, goddammit. That bullshit. Don't think, goddamn, I got this shit from an idea out of fucking Godfather. Bullshit, motherfucker. Better check my resume. I better fucking go get an astrology reading on my motherfucking ass. It's my birthday, July 4th, 1976. I was born at 3:33 a.m. Go do it. Go get the reading. Go get the fucking reading. I am the one. So that's just like a nigga with an ego, right? Soon as some goddamn got their name, it don't even matter what the fuck it is. It could be in a Cheerio box. Be like, nigga, look, you see my name on this Cheerio, motherfucker? I'm the one. Please believe it. I'm the one. Yep. Daddy, mama, it don't say cherry. It say Cheerio.
Cheerio.
All right. Y'all, this what's up, though. They call it a fictional warrior queen over a kingdom of a black women living in a mythical land of California. A mythical land of California. Get the fuck out of here. Is there not a certain
see,
thing?
See, the double
California is a myth, motherfucker. Let us know.
Come
fuck
on.
Wikipedia, man. Wicca suck dicks. Wikipedia suck dicks. You know you can edit this shit. When you get a chance, guru, edit that motherfucker. Say a real woman that did motherfucking exist that ran the part of California, which is today called Los Angeles, the city of
yeah,
Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's what I would do. There we go, y'all. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Somebody that came
talking
in
about
and
Khalifa
shut that
is
up.
A pagan who is convinced to raise an army of women, a pagan. How the fuck you get a pagan? The fuck? Oh, nah, boo-boo. We're going to have to edit that shit.
We're going to have to edit it. And there's this explorer, this Spanish explorer, who wrote a poem dedicated to her saying, like, when the conquistadors came over here, he saw her, and it's this poem I don't know the name of it, and I don't know the name of him, but he was like, her big, beautiful black breast was in front of me. Her beautiful black big lips. Oh, my God. She towered over me. Oh, and he was
hey, what's
blown
so funny
down.
About it? If the bitch ain't real, what the fuck he doing goddamn fantasizing over her?
Thank
you know damn
you.
Well Khalifa existed.
Exactly.
You don't find no male human being fantasizing over Cinderella or Snow White. You don't be like,
no.
Oh my God, that fucking I'm gonna write a poem over Snow White and Little
no.
Red Riding Hood. Oh my God, look at them titties.
Exactly.
So you know very well she was real.
That's right.
Look at them titties. Snow White titties. You already know, man. The black woman is every man's trophy.
That's right.
And when they came, right. when they made up that saying, find out who made that saying up. One man's trash is another man's treasure. That's between two different types of men, the white man and the black man. And the white man knows that what you would consider trash, which is the black woman, is their treasure. That's what they
wow.
make. That's what that saying come. Look it up. Don't believe me. Check it out.
I'll check it out.
That's a conversation between two different types of men on the planet. Men on the planet. The white man and the black man.
Wow. That's deep right there.
That deep there, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, sure is. You heard it from here first. Y'all gotta, you know what I'm saying? They ain't make that shit up like because you threw out some shoes and another nigga wearing it. Bullshit. We're talking about treasure. What you don't know what you got. That's why they say you never miss your water till your well runs dry. Where are they getting the water from? Why water? What the well is, that's that water, that's nature, that's my, that's goddamn Mu, that's the water, that's the earth, that's Mother Earth, that's the woman, the water. What the fuck, what's the name putting in there? Oh, yeah, I love that. That's a nice mural. So this mural is in Sacramento?
Yes, it's in Sacramento in the government building, the building where they hold hold sessions for the California government. This is where Arnold Schwarzenegger meets.
Get the
this
fuck out of
whole,
here.
Yes, the whole
in the
California
Don's
government.
Room.
In
incredible.
The Don's room. Ain't that incredible?
In the Don's room. That shit is incredible. And this is where all of the politicians come?
Yeah, all the California governmental politicians meet there. That's where they hold their sessions. And it's 7 feet.
Wow. And the Wikipedia link that you put in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, they got the Don's detail, JPEG, 300 PX, the Don's detail, .jpg. That shit don't even say goddamn Queen Khalifa in the goddamn address bar. That shit say the Don's, you feel me?
Check
that
it,
might be
check
me.
Check your Akashi. That's what I was just about to say. Check your Akashi.
That might be
that
me.
That might be you. That might be you.
Because I live many lives now. I mean, shit, I go by many names. You can search that shit, too. Google that shit. I go by many names. Google Tara. And you'll find it. T-A-R-A. I go by many names. I know who the fuck I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting to get off this goddamn rock.
Serving your time on
what,
the rock. Inspiration
yeah,
Khalifa, on
you. Yeah, it comes from the. I know Arabic. You know I'm an Arabic scholar, sweetheart. You didn't trust me when I said it means successor?
Yeah, they give religious state leader as the
meaning. Wow, that shit is strong now. So what else you got, brother? You done taught us something new today. Shit. Goddamn, print that motherfucker out, put that on my wall. Mama, who is that? That's me, motherfucker. That's how the fuck I roll in my house. And the pictures you see on the wall, I don't give a fuck. It's goddamn a bitch, goddamn, it's, goddamn Cleopatra. Mama, who is that? That's me, motherfucker. That's me. That's me. Got a picture of goddamn fucking the Pope worshiping the black Madonna. Mama, who is that? That white man worshiping me, baby. That's me, motherfucker. That's me. Shit. You know, my children, but they, my children still don't know who the fuck I am, though. You feel me? The little motherfucker, that ain't you. You ain't, you wasn't even here when that motherfucker made that shit. Stop lying. Fucking kids, can't stand them little motherfuckers. They too smart. They smarter than me and shit. 90 seconds, about time. The leadership is about to take off in this motherfucker. You got 90 seconds to tune in. Actually, the board, the goddamn, the leadership. What are we going to call this shit? This is the black mothership today, goddammit. Goddammit. Come join the black mothership. You got goddamn 60 seconds to call in. If you don't call in, your ass is left out of the mothership. And some of you niggas don't even want to be around the mothership, so... I can understand. Y'all hate the mother. Join the black mothership. You got 3 minutes. You got 90 seconds to call in. 60 seconds now. Here's your boarding pass number. And for those that use Skype, you got free access, freaking free flyer mileages and shit. God damn it, 24-hour access. I'm starting to do some shows at 9 p.m., so y'all look forward to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start doing some shows. Fuck, I might do it at 10. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So 9 o'clock, I'd be praying, be meditating from 9 to 10 o'clock. You know? Goddamn. Meditating and shit. Astro traveling and shit. At 9 o'clock. So, yeah. All right. So, y'all got about 2 seconds to actually board the ship, man. If y'all don't get on the black mothership, y'all going to miss out, boy. On Sweet Pussy Pauline. Fuck around and miss out on Sweet Pussy Pauline. We got Millie Jackson in the building. She's aborting the damn black mothership. We got Khalifia on this motherfucker. We got Shakti. Shakti riding with us. We ain't got ISIS. Fuck ISIS. Y'all niggas and goddamn, y'all have made ISIS bigger than what the fuck she really is. That shit's ridiculous. Y'all the motherfucker. I mean, y'all just done degraded ISIS in my eye. Like, everything is ISIS in my eye. That's not my eye. You say anything goddamn that you want to say out your mouth, you got a motherfucker. That's not the my eye way. Like, when the fuck does this shit become a religion, motherfucker? That's not Jesus. Jesus would never say that. Like, when the fuck does this shit become goddamn, like, nigga, I don't even want to hear a ma'at ever again come out of a nigga mouth. You can't do shit. You know, I love smoking cigarettes. That's not ma'at. Ma'at is peace. Ma'at is justice. Like, motherfuckers just milking the shit out of ma'at now, make ma'at taste nasty to me now. Like, now, nah, damn, every time a nigga get the hope to something, they fuck it up, don't they? You don't hear no white goddamn Egyptologist scholar going around beating crackers over the head with what they do. That's not Mott art, Cindy. That's not the Mott way, Cindy. Missy, you are not Mott. You're not acting like Mott. Like, who the fuck does that shit? God damn you niggas. That's why I hate fucking with niggas, man. I like real niggas. I prefer niggas that drink goddamn brew every day than a bunch of niggas that fuck up Egypt.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Just fuck. You can't even be yourself around them niggas. You're not. That's not our set. We had great women. You're not acting like an ISIS. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up, bitch, nigga. God damn it. My nigga ain't chopped up in 42 pieces, motherfucker. You got me confused. Goddamn, you don't see me with no feather on my head talking about, that's not my art. Nigga, when you see me with a feather on my head, bitch, nigga, holding the motherfucking scale, shut the fuck up. God damn. That shit get on my, every time I hear that shit, I be like, man, God, they done made my art a fucking religion. I was cut, nigga done read one book, Sacred Wisdom of Tahuta, done fucked up everything now.
It's obsessive compulsive.
And you know what fucked me up too? Tell me if I'm right or I'm wrong, because I could be wrong because I never read it. But when I first heard people talk about the ISIS paper, I swear to God, I thought it was all about ISIS. Then I find out when they started quoting what was in the ISIS paper, it's all about slavery and shit. And how
right.
Something
slavery
happened down there,
supremacy.
Dead time, and 400. That shit, I'm like, how the fuck you going to, nigga, that's called a goddamn, that's false advertisement. You going to label some
is.
Shit the ISIS paper, and you ain't talking about ISIS all the way through that motherfucker? You, Francis, fuck you. And what the fuck you get your name from? I'm just saying, is it me, but do she really talk about ISIS throughout the book? Because when I hear niggas quoting that shit.
She talk about white supremacy and racism, and
oh
she categorizes
God.
It and breaking it down. It has nothing to do with the ISIS.
In-fucking-credible. In-fucking-credible. And y'all niggas ain't even caught the hook yet. That's like, goddamn it, Lord, and don't get me started. If that ain't the fucking white man, they'll lie to you in your face and then have you read some other shit. That's some bullshit.
She took up psychology at Howard.
She took up psychology. You knew her, didn't you, baby?
I never.
Just say you did for the hell of it so people can be like, yeah, I know her. Yeah, baby, I know. I went to school with the bitch, man. She was one of the ones we used to pick on. We used to bully her at goddamn college. Throw egg at her head and shit. Say, bitch, you need protein. Skeet off in her hair and shit.
Whoa.
Everything is marketing. Everything is marketing science. What you take with the ISIS paper, you know niggas is in love with this ISIS. They overdoing it. They obsessive compulsive. So when I come out with my book, that's my target demographic. So
I know. It's all marketing. Yeah, I know.
It's all marketing. Marketing science is what this whole bullshit is.
Real quick, let me open up some mics just in case anybody want to get into the first class session on the Black Mothership. Push one now if you want in, just in case my switchboard goes down. You got like 2 seconds to push one. I hate for my switchboard to go down. And you don't want first class VIP session. And what they call, because I don't fly, what that shit is, that's first class, right? First class and coach, man. Well, which one we on, first class or coach? We on first class. Y'all can get that coach later. 404-207, your mic is open. 678-974, your mic is open. All right, everybody mic open. 323, your mic is open. Let's keep it pushing. Anybody else want in before, you know what I'm saying, before all hell break loose? God damn it. I'm putting Jali mic. Jali, you want your mic open? Obviously, I don't think you know how to use Skype yet. You must ain't made no calls on that motherfucker. Because you can push one. Yeah, see, she said, please open my mic. Skype is the shit, man. Y'all need to get on Skype. You feel me? Jali, I'm going to find you on Skype, too. Miss Jali, Miss Dot Jali Ali. I'm going to find you on Skype.
Why she
about
my damn Skype?
Huh? Yeah, but I had a feeling, because when people were talking about the ISIS paper and shit, you know, that's what fucked me. Every time they was quoting shit like Fresa Karis Wilson in the ISIS paper when she was talking about the slavery days and how the this, that, and the third happened. I'm just like, man, when the fuck is this bitch? When y'all going to quote Egypt from that motherfucker? Nothing about goddamn Egypt. Good God. That's why I don't read shit. Especially when a motherfucker, see, here's how I look at people, okay? When a person refers me to something, let's say a book to read, I look at them first. For some reason, I analyze them like, I ain't reading that shit. That shit didn't change your situation. I ain't reading that shit.
That's
first. I want to goddamn know. You know what I'm saying? You think I want to know what you know, nigga? That's what got your ass stuck. I ain't reading that shit. I mean, I look at that shit, don't matter what the fuck it is, even if a motherfucker be like, girl, you been to the new mall? Girl, that new mall bad, then the motherfucker need to go to that new mall. And I say, what's in it? They got Louis in that motherfucker, they got a Gucci, they got goddamn, you know, they got Nicole Miller, they got that shit in that motherfucker. Nah, then bitch, I ain't going to that shit. That's just a motherfucking mall. What they got, Simply Fashions in that bitch and Rainbow Connection? Nah, I don't fuck with shit like that. I just pay attention when a nigga want to tell me to read something. Like, you know, that shit, like, nigga, nah, Shada. Nah, the fuck I look like taking my personal, you know, shiftless time. Yeah. Fucking know what you know. I don't want to know what you know. I don't want to know what you fucking read. What the fuck, we going to have a book club on that shit, nigga? And we still not free? Fuck that. Well, you keep reading, nigga, and I keep goddamn getting my motherfucking weight up. How about that?
No, that's
you keep reading, motherfucker, and I keep goddamn sleeping on silk sheets and shit.
motherfucker sleeping on Dollar General, goddamn. Blankets and shit. It should change your mind for the good. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just 2 minutes of that quoting shit. Even when I listen to, you know, a lot of them, like, goddamn. Now, Devil Blair, he all right, because Devil Blair be talking about this old space shit. You know what I'm saying? Be talking about your damn, you know, he's like, the damn stars are in alignment right now, and you have to get your mechanisms together for your body to transition up out of here. You know, the stars are aligned, and you know, you have to raise up your vibrations. Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, the moon is in Mercury right now, and the things got to get right.
You can't do nothing with it. You can't.
Somebody got that Michael.
I'm about to mute Jali ass. You know, that's Devil Blast. That nigga be talking about, you know. And the nigga Devil Blast say the same shit, too. And niggas just be saying, like, nigga, you can finish his sentence by now. You can finish Devil Blast's sentence by now. This motherfucker say the same shit. You already know what he going to say next. The nigga got a script he can motherfucking stick to the whole goddamn time. And it's the same goddamn script. You can just finish that nigga's statement.
Yeah, I'm gonna be with the polite. I'm gonna be doing a lecture with polite, you know, and we're gonna be talking about the raising up the chakras and the kundalini,
oh,
mixing
know.
In with the auras of the magnetic shield of the force energy space.
Yes,
I got that. Deborah Blair, boy. That motherfucker, there, boy. Let me say,
you know, the alignment is taking place. And the sun is heating up and causing solar flares to come to the planet Earth, and with the melanin, with that melanin in you, you have to be able to drink some alkaline water, get that melanin right. I'll be at the Marcus Garvey Center with polite.
I don't have any under here.
I'm also going to be with Polite at the Marcus Garvey Center. His daughter, you know, she speaks four different languages, yet we only hear her say one word, and that's Kanoom.
Talk about it. Goddamn, wait a minute. This motherfucker saying, this nigga did a YouTube video. Look, I ain't on nobody, okay? Let me tell you something. But if it's me, or I can see shit. But goddamn Polite did a YouTube video with his daughter standing on the kitchen counter, and the YouTube video is entitled, 4-year-old speaks four different languages, right? All she knows is the alphabet. Right? I ain't bullshitting. All she knows, that's great, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all I know is the alphabet. You know what I'm saying? I know a few words in Arabic, Hebrew, you know, and Nuwazic. But so he got a, you know, he doing all this shit like this, you know what I'm saying? He doing like, tell him my book, you know, and she know what it is. But she can't speak it, but she know what he's saying. See, I know what motherfuckers are saying, too. I can't speak it, but I know what the fuck you're saying. I even speak motherfucking Vietnamese language.
I don't have but that one.
Anyway. You don't have but one what, Queen?
I mean, I got two. Oh, Lord.
Queen just swear she
I'm
running
things. I'm talking to the engineer. I'm going on
Look,
mute.
Look at
Come
Queen.
On.
She said, well, I'm talking to the engineer. Look at Queen. Hey, goddamn Queen. You think she running shit? I'm talking to the engineer. Shit. Go ahead, goddamn Queen. Do your thing. Look at Queen running shit. Talking to the engineer. That's what's up. But anyway, but I noticed that, but it is cute. He got a beautiful daughter, though. I just want to put on record. I like children at times. But it's so cute. But she can respond to different languages, but I ain't hear her speak none. And the whole time, you could tell that, you know, false advertisement, right? Because I'm waiting on her to actually hold a conversation in Hebrew with her daddy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it was funny, too. You know what was funny? Because I'm also a critiquer. I look for the bad shit in people. That's my job. That's one of the best jobs I got on the planet is look for fault in people, and I love that job. God damn it, I love my fucking job. Find fault in motherfuckers. That be my duty every day. Every day. Go find fault in that nigga. Damn, I love my job. And so that motherfucker,
a little girl say, he said, okay, do your alphabet, do your ABCs. She said, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, O, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my... He said, okay, that's enough. That nigga said, that's enough. She been watching goddamn Sesame Street, motherfucker. Who teaches that child? My children never knew that fucking song. I would kick their fucking ass if they sang that shit. The little baby was singing that goddamn shit. And everybody on Facebook writing that shit, ah, that's so nice. That baby speak four different languages. Nigga, you ain't hear that bitch done learned the Sesame Street. And she said, L-O-M-N-O-P. Nigga, that's not the alphabet language, motherfucker. Man, that shit had me, mother. I was like, hell no. Did that little baby say, L-O-M-N-O-P? Now I know. She was like, now I know my AB. He's like, okay, that's enough. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Cap D. It's good. My God, damn, you fucking this shit up, nigga. I'm streaming live on YouTube.
Jesus.
Fuck you doing singing a damn song, nigga.
Oh, man, that's cute.
Damn sure did, right? Oh, goddamn. Oh, Nubian pride ass nigga, bootleg ass nigga. Oh, my God, and the shit is entitled Baby Speaks Four Different Languages. Hell no, nah, your mic ain't open, Jolly. I had to turn your shit off, man. You got visitors in your house. It's Black History Month at your house. Everybody come over your house during February and shit. What's good, Jolly?
I was trying to respond to what you were saying about if it ain't improved your life, then why you fucking teaching it to other people? So Tahuti was on Nikki Love's show last night, and I called in, and I asked him that. And first of all, he didn't answer the question. Let's just put that on, you know, record. He didn't answer the question.
What was the question?
How has you learning that you're a defective man help you in your life so that we can understand why you're promoting this understanding to the community? And he didn't answer that. But he did deflect, you know what I'm saying, and talk all kinds of other shit. So I find that same quality in other people where if it hasn't fucking helped you, then why the hell are you talking to me about it? Like, let's see it help you first, and then I can get on board, maybe.
So what happened? He couldn't answer the question as how it helped him?
No, he didn't answer that fucking question.
What'd he say? I mean, what was his thing? What is he was like? He just went, just started talking and
Exactly. He just started talking about some other shit. You know how people are giving him, because I asked him that and he was saying, you know, he don't know how, you know, other people who don't want to know the truth, you know, this is science. All you got to do is look it up. You know, I'm not making this shit up. You know, he didn't answer the question. I'm asking you, in your relationship with your woman and your children, when you find out that you are a defect, and then he clarified the point and was like, originally men were born with breasts, and then somehow he got broken up, and a woman put him back together, and she just didn't add the penis.
What?
Exactly. What?
What type of God? What? You ain't, girl, come on, Jolly, don't do him like that.
No, I'm quoting him. I'm not coming off the fly with this.
Wait. What did he say again? He said that what? Now, the man was originally what?
Born with breasts, and that somehow or another he got broken up into little pieces, and it was the woman that put him together, and when she put him together, she just didn't put the piece that was his penis.
So how did the man get the penis eventually? He went out and found it. Like, I'm missing something down there. Let me go find that motherfucker.
Well, unfortunately, Nikki had to take more callers, so we had to move on.
Man, I don't know what type of goddamn chitin circus they fucking running over there.
But that's always been my question for Tahuti. That has always been my question. What, even if this is some true shit, how does this help us? Even if you come with the absolute truth and it's undeniable, how does this help? And he cannot answer how it helps to tell men They're for fucking, they're defected women. I don't see, I'm struggling with that myself. How does it even help me as a woman? Why the fuck, how would it help me as a woman to be fucking
the
man?
Did he say, I've heard that he said that, but last night, did he say defected
women?
Yes,
because the first thing I asked him was, are you still promoting the information that man is the defective woman? And he went thoroughly into it, and I said, okay, so you are still promoting that. Then I asked him the follow-up question, which is, how does this help the community? That's when he went into the, you know, oh, you know, if niggas don't want to know the truth, you know that shit. And then I asked him again.
That is not the fucking truth. That's his own fucking thought process.
But my question
is, I don't get that. I got my
truth,
own motherfucking truth of what the fuck I think and believe in strongheartedly, and I would love to get motherfuckers on my side, but that shit ain't the case. You can't force a nigga in your head. That shit is not going to fucking work.
Exactly.
And then call it the truth, and if niggas don't want it, like, huh, nigga?
Right, it's suffocating.
When the fuck does that come into play?
Because that was the conversation last night. Like,
this nigga
don't
mix, goddamn. That sound like he missing the goddamn story of ISIS, you know? With goddamn, the fuck? I ain't never heard, man, what the hell? These niggas, they need to stay off that Montatomic gold shit. I'm telling you, it's fucking They done left the crack and went to sniff that damn powder in that damn bottle. That shit, that's that doo-doo. And it's fucked up because I'm sure they had a whole bunch of motherfuckers like Sarnett and the rest of them. They yep, that's right. That's right. Damn woman, she left the dick off. Yep, damn sure did. That's right. That's right there, brother. Peace, brother. Do the knowledge, my nigga. What the fuck? That was a good question, though. What can it help us today?
Yeah,
how the fuck
can
we use the fact that a nigga was, that the woman forgot to motherfucking put salt in the goddamn eggs?
Yeah.
Or sugar in the cake.
It doesn't help me. And speaking of new drugs, have you heard that South Africans are now sniffing HIV medications to get high?
Word?
Yeah,
get high? HIV medication? That's what's up.
Yep. They're breaking into people who are HIV positive and stealing their medication to get high.
Well, it's a drug, and anything that's a drug, whether it can stimulate you or depress you or whatever, that shit is good for some.
Yeah.
South
that's
African?
Like,
that's why they want to go to
Africa.
They want to get that goddamn, they want to get their hands on that HIV drug, don't they? They probably get them drugs free over there in Africa and shit. All you got to do is get your fingerprint. You get a free dose.
What I always wonder about new drugs? Like, who the fuck knew that you could sniff HIV medication? You see what I'm saying? Like, how did that occur to somebody? And who then spread that information? Like,
a drug
the first person to make meth?
Yeah, drug users are scientists. I'm telling you. That's the only thing. Drug dealers and drug users are scientists. It's no difference if you in the kitchen and you fucking around trying to cook a regular shit and you add, like, I wonder if I put some nutmeg in this motherfucker. What the fuck happened? You throw that nutmeg in that motherfucker, that shit be good as fuck. It's called experimenting.
Do you know how meth is made? Meth involves the inner coil of a battery. What the fuck are you doing with the inner coil of a battery? Putting other shit on it to give off a fucking gas. So then, after you give off that gas, you catch that gas.
And it goes to what is considered mechanics. Mechanics is nothing but scientists as well.
Oh,
same way when people are painting a lot and they are painters and they're supposed to wear the mask to protect because they can inhale that shit. Well, one particular painter got high as fuck one day and told everybody, man, that paint got me higher than a motherfucker. Word, sniff some paint, nigga, that shit. It's the same thing. And whatever you're around a lot, you tend to find interesting things about it and you go tell it. And all it was a mechanic.
Mechanic on dope.
A little bit of that battery thing got in his mouth. He was on the cell phone one day and shit, battery spilled in his tongue, and that nigga was like, damn, this shit is good. Let me go tell goddamn this my goddamn coworker. Got to taste that shit, nigga. What that taste like? Don't they bad? Don't they bad at all? I mean, that's just the way it goes, though. So somebody over there and shit, somebody probably fucked around and thought they might have been taking a Tylenol over there in South Africa and made a mistake and took one of their husbands or their goddamn nephews, goddamn, you know, HIV drug and was like, God damn, I'm high as a motherfucker off this goddamn Tylenol. Mm-mm. And it was goddamn HIV drug. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out why niggas want to go back to Africa for. I don't mind going, but not. I don't mind. I don't find no glory in going to Africa. It's none whatsoever. I'm sorry, but I don't understand people going to visit if they like. But I just don't understand why Africa.
They yearning for a connection.
Where they gonna find a connection at?
They hope in Africa.
Like, what the fuck they gonna plug, find a socket to plug into? Like, what the fuck are they looking for? It's McDonald's and Chick-fil-A, all that shit. Church and chicken, nigga. I found out no matter where you go on the planet, you are still in the same place you left. Did you know that shit now?
Yeah.
No matter where you go, if y'all ever left the state that y'all in and went to another state in the name of vacation, it's the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see the same shit every goddamn well. You the only way you can leave this motherfucker, you probably go to the moon, Mars, or goddamn Jupiter, or go into the center of the earth. Now, if you fuck around and go to the center of the earth and see a McDonald's there, ain't no need to leave. Stay your ass where you at. You got McDonald's. Y'all seen them motherfucking African goddamn commercials? I was fucked up with Africa for a long time until I met my ex-husband, and that motherfucker showed me pictures of his cousins and all of them down there, and that motherfucker and one of them children was wearing a Coca-Cola t-shirt. I said, y'all got Coca-Cola down there in Africa?
Hell yeah.
That shit fucked me up. I thought Africa didn't have shit. When I saw that nigga with a Coca-Cola t-shirt on, I said, hell no. I ain't got to go to Africa, motherfucker.
That's who sponsors the apartheid. Coca-Cola.
Get the fuck out of here with that, for real.
Hell fuck yeah. They love them some fancy.
When they put a Disney World in Africa is when I go. How about that?
You say what?
When they put a Disney World in Africa, that's when I'll go. For real, that's on. I mean, they got to have. I mean, for real, I ain't bullshitting. What the fuck y'all gonna go for?
It's coming.
Ain't shit to do with that motherfucker. It look like it's boring as fuck in that motherfucker. Like y'all ain't got roller coasters. Y'all ain't got Six Flags down in that motherfucker. The fuck I'm gonna go for? What y'all got? Movie theaters and shit. I don't fuck around movie theaters. Y'all got skate rinks? They got skate rinks in Africa? Huh? Y'all wouldn't know, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw pictures of people, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, went to Africa, and that shit looked boring as fuck. Like, they just standing by trees taking pictures. Like, you mean tell me you spent your money to go there and stand by a goddamn tree? You ain't on no fucking, ain't got no roller coasters, my nigga? They ain't got shit.
You can go to Disney World
and go to the safari. Y'all been to Disney World safari? That shit off the chain and shit, man. We be riding in the safari jeep and shit, seeing elephants and lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! Like the fuck? You mean to tell me you gonna leave and go over somewhere else and ain't shit there? That shit look boring as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Boring to me. Like, I mean, I've seen everybody pictures, man. Even Neb Haru, when he talk about his goddamn journey to Africa, all he talk about some white woman that gave him an aloe tree. Like, nigga, what? A white woman gave you an aloe tree? That's all you can fucking talk about, nigga, is a damn white woman giving you an aloe tree, motherfucker? You in Africa, nigga? Like, damn, goddamn, we got white women with aloe trees over here. You could have saved your money and your time. I'm just trying to figure that shit out. Like, the fuck goddamn so unique about they ain't got shit in Africa. Ain't nothing but Gay Pride Day every day in that motherfucker. They sound the alarm and niggas throw on heels and run outside. Put on a goddamn. All you hear is the wee, wee, wee. It's gay time. Heels. Throw it on. A boo-da-boo-da-boo. the fuck wants to? You just left goddamn gay America and went to goddamn gay Africa. The fuck is that shit? You might as well come to Atlanta and experience that shit. You'll get here less than goddamn 2 hours on the fucking plane. You spend goddamn 30 hours on the motherfucking plane, fuck around and get a blood clot trying to get to goddamn Africa and shit to see some faggots and some goddamn trees and some aloe bitches with white holes in them. That shit ain't gonna get you nowhere.
With white holes in them.
That shit, I mean, I'm serious. I'm trying to figure out, like, what the fuck? What you gonna get there? In a Coca-Cola. That's it.
In a Coca-Cola.
Nigga be hungry. Nigga be thirsty in the motherfucker looking for a Coke. Got the sunny water and shit down in that motherfucker. You ain't left. You ain't went no goddamn where. Faggots everywhere. Caucasians. Them niggas populate the whole fucking continent of Africa. You ain't went nowhere. The hell you... Well, I don't understand that shit. How you going to tell motherfuckers to take their ass to Africa and it's infested with Caucasians, people? I don't get it. And the only parts of Africa that you're going to go to and see a whole bunch of niggas is the motherfucking projects you just left in America.
Yep.
What the fuck is that shit? You know what I'm saying? Them the same niggas. Y'all ain't go to some African shit, man. You got them outside playing cards. You got them playing music, smoking cigarettes, and dancing and fighting one another when you go to the projects in Africa. When they showing y'all that shit in Africa and them dirty kids with them flies in their eyes and shit and all that type of shit, they showing you the projects. You ain't, I mean, what the fuck? Talking about it feels good to be amongst my people. Nigga, you should have stayed your ass where you at. Because you ain't rolling with the big dogs in Africa. You ain't got them sitting with that bitch that's the president of Liberia, motherfucker. You sitting with them project-toting-ass niggas down there. You ain't balling with the president of Liberia, is they dog? Shit, they ain't sipping from that bitch golden cup and shit. They ain't sleeping on no goddamn gold-ass bed down in that motherfucker. They sleeping on leaves and shit when they get there. Ain't that right? They sleeping on leaves and shit. Got their goddamn Comfort Inn down there and fucking Motel 8 down in that motherfucker. Motel Africa and shit. Fuck is that shit? In the fucking ghetto and shit. You want to take me to the richest part, man. Ain't no Ritz-Carlton in that motherfucker. I ain't going. I'm sorry. I just don't fuck around. I ain't going just to be down in that motherfucker. I'd be down to trust one of them tour guys. Take, and then when you get there, you fuck around back. Take me to where the blacks at, nigga. And fucking the African tour guy, the cab driver, gonna say, nigga, I was taking your ass there anyway, motherfucker. Take your ass right where the fuck you belong, goddammit. Right there, the goddamn projects in Africa and shit. Their projects, yep, looks like the ones you see on TV. That's all. They ain't never going to show you how them niggas living in mansions and motherfucker got a community watch. Goddamn, they put watch around that motherfucker. Watch out for them goddamn project-ass Africans and shit. Y'all think living in huts is ancestral culture. Living in huts is pole motherfuckers. They think, goddamn, yeah, we slept in a beautiful hut. Nigga, you slept in the projects, nigga, down there, motherfucker. You got motherfuckers living in goddamn palaces down there in fucking Africa. You think a hut is culture. Hut ain't goddamn cultural, nigga. Ain't nothing cultural about a fucking hut. Those are what we call peasants. Peasants, all right? There's a difference. Right? Don't that make sense? I mean, that's peasants. Peasants, that's the peasants.
That makes serious sense.
The wealthy don't fucking live in no fucking hut. Duh, dumbass.
No,
they got nice homes. They won't share.
Hell yeah.
It's real nice homes.
With running water.
You right. Beautiful.
Shit, niggas be balling down there in that motherfucker driving. They got 15 Mercedes-Benz for each day and shit. Y'all niggas walking on rocks down in that motherfucker. The fuck is that talking about? I want my connection. That nigga, you been at it, nigga. You been at that old low-life peasant lifestyle, motherfucker. You'd have to go to Africa to experience the same shit you experience over here in America, Jack. I had a nigga went there, though. He was like, man, it was sad down there, man. They fucking sleep on goddamn concrete and shit. I said, that ain't nothing but how the fucking projects are built on. That ain't nothing but over here. Be sad about how they fucking living over here, nigga. Concrete floors and shit.
Because we have issues over here.
Same goddamn shit. Now, if I'm going to Africa, boy, they got to have a Ritz-Carlton and a goddamn Disney World before I go there. God damn it, because then I know why I'm going, and I know where I'm going when I get there. Other than that, I ain't going to that shit. I mean, what the fuck do the kids do? Pick goddamn leaves? Is that for the activity for the children down in that motherfucker? I take my kids will fucking kill me. Hang my ass with a goddamn branch if I fuck around and take their ass fucking. Baby, we going to Africa. My kids say, bullshit, what the fuck down there? What the fuck is down there, goddamn it? They'll call goddamn defects when they get back over this motherfucker. Like, oh, goddamn fucking goddamn, get my mama. This is straight child neglect. Get that bitch. Take us away from that hoe. Put us in a white woman's house. At least when she know when she go to Africa, we going to sleep right down there.
You already know they living right
up there. I'm like, mama took us to the goddamn hood. We could have just went to grandmama's house. God damn. I'm just saying, what the fuck is in Africa, man? I mean, where when people go, when black people go, where do you go? Where do you go? I'm asking. We got to call Neb Heru on this motherfucker. He said, you go to where the white woman at. You see a white woman selling aloe trees.
I ain't never been. Don't want to go.
Who don't want to go?
Queen.
Queen, girl, you are the queen of Africa. You don't want to go back home?
No.
Why you don't want to go to Africa?
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because I don't want to go pay nowhere where I can be comfortable. I can stay home and do that. I don't want to have to go nowhere and go look at poor people. I can stay home and do that. Okay?
Unless you know where the rich and famous
go. I don't
want to
go nowhere and be hot and can't get no air. I can do that at home. Okay?
Well, all I got to do is don't pay my bill.
That's it. I don't want to fly for 20 hours on a plane and spend all that money. I can save that and spend it at home. Okay? So, my contention is, I don't want
to
go.
All right, let me put a quick stack on there real quick, not to interrupt you, though, but just in case y'all be listening to the blog talk shows after 7 o'clock with the exception of Queen Afami show. But when y'all listen to blog talk shows after 7, and I'm not naming any names, but when they talk about there is not any black businesses and they giving statistics real quick, the stats just came out in our newsroom here at Georgia Gossip, and it said that 1 out of 5 businesses in the state of Georgia is owned by black people.
I knew that.
And that's 180,000 businesses. So let's start to set the record straight when we hear some foolishness shit come out of motherfuckers who got blog talk shows that live in Georgia. They need to check the stats on their Georgia first. Let's just do that right now. 1 out of 5 businesses is owned by blacks. So I don't want to hear no other shit is that we ain't got no black businesses here and that we ain't got no black businesses here is a motherfucker that's coming out of Georgia broadcasting through the internet saying that shit. I just want to put that on record. 1 out of 5 businesses. 1 out of 5 businesses. And how many is it?
180,000
businesses.
Wow.
Y'all do the math. All right, so, you know, y'all will talk truth or belief.
Right,
so that's just in Georgia. Ain't no telling what it is everywhere else, but I'm sure New York is saturated for real.
Right, and Georgia's supposed to be the Mecca.
Right. Georgia is a goddamn Mecca. Then they sent the fucking implants, the gays, the implant infest Mecca. Same way they did over there in Africa, sent them pale Arabs and them Hyksos dynasty into Egypt and all of that shit and turned that motherfucker out. It's the same shit.
Repeating.
It's the same shit. As soon as we built us our own new motherland, our new Mecca, they said, go on down there, you little grease motherfuckers. You little greasy ass niggas. Go on down there and infest that motherfucker with Vaseline.
Hell.
Don't it make you hate Vaseline now? Don't that shit make you want, and Vaseline stank because of that shit. Now, Vaseline never fucking stank until now. You know what I'm saying? You fuck around and meet a nigga and go hit his bathroom up. That nigga got some Vaseline in that shit. Get gone. Get the fuck out. Make up an excuse. Tell him your left foot goddamn fell off and you got to go find that shit. Let that nigga know you got to go. Because now they done fucked up Vaseline. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, and it smells like greasy dicks now for some reason. It just smells nasty. It's just fucking, oh, my God. And did you notice, you fuck around, did you notice when you go to a damn store, corner store, grocery store, and you go to the aisle with a Vaseline, that, did you notice it ain't but one jar on the shelf? Did y'all notice that shit? It only be one fucking jar on the goddamn shelf.
The proper commodity.
Niggas
now
is buying the shit out of Vaseline and shit. God damn. Got to wash that shit. Damn, it'll be with one jar. You be wondering, damn, how many motherfuckers are winning about some Vaseline today? Yeah, you already know. Vaseline nasty now. Who the fuck was? Jesus, that's a nasty, that's the worst turn off on the, oh, my God, I smell it now. Ugh. I can smell that shit right the fuck now. That shit there. Nah, y'all hoes check that nigga bathroom or under his bed some goddamn well. In his car. Yeah. Niggas keep Vaseline, get the little small jars and put it in his armrest in his car. Watch them motherfuckers. Watch them motherfuckers right there. That's the nigga you watch, goddamn it. Watch that motherfucker got the little small jar in his glove compartment or his armrest or on the side of his dope. Investigate these niggas now. God damn. You know what I'm saying? What you need Vaseline everywhere you go for, nigga? What that for? Explain that. Why you got Vaseline in your car, nigga? What you greasing?
Not the
fuck you greasing in your car. That's all I want.
I don't want to know.
Watch them Vaseline ass niggas, man. Shit.
I don't want to know.
I ain't bullshitting. Watch that shit. It stink. It smell like sex now. That shit nasty.
Are you serious?
Fuck yeah, man. That shit stank like a motherfucker. I would tell y'all why I feel so goddamn disgusted with that shit, but I ain't gonna talk about that motherfucker today. I ain't gonna bull. I'm not finna tell y'all no more of my life, man. That's enough. I'm gonna talk about other motherfuckers. I'm just gonna say all men got Vaseline is gay, and then somebody can just say, why you say that? I'm just saying, goddamn, you got fucking Africans wearing that shit. Oh my, oh no, stop, Tar, stop, that's enough.
Yeah.
I'm about to go there. I ain't gonna talk about that shit.
Yeah.
Let me just shut my fucking mouth on that Vaseline shit. Before I know it, motherfucker be like, oh, Don, what you talking about, nigga? Your nigga used to use Vaseline. I know. Got to wash that shit. You got to wash it. Africa and Atlanta and Georgia and the United States, all that shit is all the fucking same. Trust me. Don't fall for that. Go back to Africa shit. Fuck around, and especially the women. You fuck around, take your ass to Nigeria, hoe. You'll be in Italy fucking for free and then hung on the tree afterwards.
Okay.
You know, y'all that's better watch them mother. I don't know why niggas forget the history. It did not Francis Cress Wilson teach y'all motherfuckers that the goddamn that you were sold into slavery by your motherfucking own people.
Right.
I mean, God, did you forget that shit? Them the same motherfuckers down there. That's the ones that's in the bloodline. They relatives are living through them. Why do you think that shit going on in Africa? Why do you think? How come they selling black women, African women in Africa the same way they did 400 years ago? It's your. Why would you go down there? Fuck around and think you done met the king of goddamn Zamunda and your ass be in Italy, stupid bitch. You stay with your niggas over here in America with Vaseline is safer.
Yeah.
Nigga, your nigga over here in the projects with Vaseline ain't gonna goddamn have you in Italy. He'll have you down at the welfare office, though, but you ain't gonna be in Italy. He gonna be like, baby, it's time to renew. Ain't it time to renew your voucher?
So we can go shopping.
Nothing like a black man keep you on your business. Keep your business tight. 2 more days, nigga, write it on the refrigerator and the kids' crayon and shit. 2 days before renewal. Hell fucking no, Doc. Shit. Shit, god damn. Fuck no. Well, that, you're late, Doc. You're late. Well, that paper late. I don't know why. You know, you know what hurts my heart so much, because, you know, I mean, Georgia Gossip has the number one source of entertainment, brand new news that comes out every day before it hits the goddamn newspapers and shit. And at the end of the day, you got a motherfucker reading white man newspaper and then going to try to update the bitch that updates the update. So, you feel me? I mean, it's just blatant disrespect. You feel me? That's what I see. Why you ain't on Georgia Gossip, sweetheart? I don't give a fuck who the f- oh, it's Doc, you fucking Dr. Marshall? I'm just saying. I'm just asking. Why you ain't read my shit? Why you ain't read my shit? Why you ain't read my shit? Dr. Marshall getting his fucking news from my motherfucking ass. Okay, then. That motherfucker's stealing my shit. To my baby, look at what Dr. Marshall put in his newspaper. My shit.
Yeah.
I want to say big ups to Jolly Ali, though, man. She reads Georgia Gossip. Damn, my switchboard done went down. I can't even motherfucking clap for it. I mean, that shit wrong as fuck, man. That's just, you know, that's like me going to another doctor to get a pap smear. You feel me, Doc? I mean, you, whatever. You know, they're like, we going to goddamn to a black doctor and said, babe, I'm going to give me a pap smear, doctor, goddamn black man. I mean, God, dog. Look at Queen. She like that shit. Queen laughing like Sophia at the table and shit.
Yeah, I got you funny.
Sitting in that chair, like,
oh, is
it like
Sophia?
Damn, they're about to rot to death. Anyway, man, that's it, man. What the fuck y'all talking about, man? I done fucking rant and rave all motherfucking this whole time and shit.
You made everybody quiet, though. You know that.
Why do I make everybody quiet for? Like, what the fuck is that shit?
You talk about the black history.
You know that black history fucked everybody up, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And that Vaseline.
And that Vaseline messed them up.
Yeah, that black history and that Vaseline fuck them up. And then goddamn Jolly came with the left, right, and then Guru came with the goddamn knockout. That shit was ugly. Done fucked up everybody. We done destroyed the Christian with his book of Matthew and the fucking, I mean, goddamn. The fuck? Only time I want to hear a motherfucker quote the Bible when it justifies what the fuck I say.
I get tired of the whole scripture.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be goddamn quoting the Bible to go against what the fuck I say, because now I'm going to go against the goddamn Bible. Like, I really give a fuck about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when do the books start to dictate your life?
When you let it.
Exactly. You got to let it have power.
When you let motherfuckers beat you over the head with it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the only thing I just can't stand it. I can't stand it, man. That's a good book for you. I'm proud that you read every page in that motherfucker. God bless you and heaven shine upon your black ass. God damn. Motherfuckers just want to kick your ass with a goddamn book now. That's why niggas don't want to read no more. Like, nigga, you might as well shoot me in the fucking head. God damn. This is beating your ass. And then if you don't accept what the fuck they say, they want to call you crazy and you stupid, you're going to stay stuck.
Yeah.
Because your philosophy is just not resonating properly in my being. Are you fucking serious?
They be serious.
Because some motherfucker author you don't even fucking know, never broke bread with that motherfucker, resonates in your being and not in mine, you got an issue with me. Because I don't want to accept goddamn African going over to the continent, I got to be a fucking sellout. I got to be a motherfucker that don't want to become one with the same bullshit that's going on in America, Jack. I don't like that shit. I hate when niggas get a hold of something. They fuck up good shit. They make a nigga don't even want to eat vegetables no more.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a bitch? You know what I mean? Because niggas just don't even want to eat right because of your bitch ass. Like, how the fuck I want... I'm looking at a carrot now makes me sick because these niggas... Like, look at this fucking carrot. Some bullshit. They don't make nothing sound pleasing, you know? Nothing.
Yeah. Always a
good
friend.
If it's so good for you, why do you fucking make it sound so bad?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's supposed to, you know, make good things sound good. Make it pleasing. You know, that shit just how you just want to rebel against that shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
God damn, nigga.
Rebel
you
against your children?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give them video games. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. Go there. No, it's ridiculous.
Hey, I mean, ridiculous, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody that fucking in the chat room talking about some goddamn, they like motherfucking Mortal Kombat, y'all motherfuckers is brainwashed by the white man.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, black first case.
And know they had a Nintendo and Atari when they were growing up and their mothers looked out for them. So why you
all fucking support. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Up in here. You know, I mean, I just talked to this lady that I go by her desk, right? I go up there and drop off papers and we talk. Now can't nobody talk to the bitch. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Say what?
She said, can't nobody talk to me no more. They say I had too much traffic around my desk. I'm like, these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just come here from Philadelphia to go run shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Say what?
Girl, you know, we got a new superintendent, right? He come from Philadelphia. He out of Philadelphia. So
I hate them Philly motherfuckers.
Right. He brought his crew with him, right?
Oh, Lord.
And so now they come regulating shit. And the lady who sits up in the front, black lady, you know, I go, you know, we go in. Everybody do that, know her. You know, we go in, we dropping off papers, and we'll stop and talk with her for a minute, and then we'll push on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they got her. She sit up there. I can't talk. I'm like,
Lord.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's harassment. For
what
real.
The fuck like, is that shit? You should have said, bitch, are you in kindergarten? No. You a grown-ass motherfucking woman,
bitch. You know what? I told her, I said, look, if you go for that shit, then you go right ahead, okay?
And it's probably because they hate the fact that nobody come by their desk and stop and talk to them for a few minutes because they don't have a personality.
Well, see, the thing is that in her position, she ain't protected by shit. So they could drop her ass like a pot.
Right,
a hot pot of
right.
I'm going to tell you, man, I would never conform to no motherfucking body, to no desk or none of
like
that
I
shit.
Said,
ain't
I
no way in hell.
I'd be in Walmart, man. I'd be reading people coming in Walmart. Ain't no way in the hell.
I know.
I'm going to let some motherfucker suppress me like that. I'm
not
going
to have
man.
A smile
and
on your face. This jealousy. You happy because I got a smile and a good spirit. And you don't need to just walk around with a mean mug on.
I told you they can sense your fucking fear, though. See, when
yeah,
humans
right.
know, people can tap into your aura,
girl.
And they know if you a weak bitch or a weak nigga.
Mm,
they
right.
know that shit. They know if you a Maltese ass motherfucker. That's why they can
exactly.
jerk you around.
Exactly.
You know, that's
exactly.
why they can fuck over you because they can
that's
sense
right.
that shit. They can smell that you ain't shit, that you got
right.
a low self-esteem, that you're
exactly.
ruled by motherfuckers that you feel is your boss that has control and power over you. So,
right.
you know, I mean, that's how that shit goes.
That's true. That's true.
It ain't
you
got shit to do
like,
about
man.
Whether they smiling and shit. Nah, mm-hmm. they weak. And you can rule over the fucking, you can tell a weak motherfucker to do any and they'll jump
right.
over hurdles. And that's like tying a chicken around a fucking slave and have them chase that
right.
motherfucker.
You know,
you know they know that shit.
You know, Don, that's right. They know who to bring that to. They
yeah,
know
they wouldn't bring that shit to Queen.
Hell no.
They wouldn't
no,
bring
they
that
wouldn't.
Shit to me if I was working in that front desk.
No, they wouldn't.
They
know
better
bring
than
that. Stuff too. You know what
yeah,
I'm
they
saying?
Can sense that shit. They know the weak. That's why they
but
that's
you know
the more... The more weak people they can have working for them, the more control they can have over the whole population of the
That's
United
right.
States. Because
more
they're not
right.
looking for a nigga with a backbone. They're looking for a nigga that ain't
That's
got one.
Right. That's why they put them up. They know they wouldn't.
I know it had them doing 50 other goddamn jobs that they ain't
you're
getting
right.
paid
and
to do and shit. Bitch, go get me some coffee.
And you ain't getting
bitch,
a bonus
go do this.
Here.
Bitch, go clean the bathroom and shit.
Right.
Bitch, that ain't what my fucking job entails. Or you gotta pay me extra for that shit. When do motherfuckers demand that shit? How come you go to the fucking job as I say, as an operator, answer a fucking phone or a front desk clerk, and you got the empty motherfucker's trash can before you get off? How the fuck does that fucking work? How does shit like that work? I'll never forget my first job was at Mac motherfucking Donald's. I was 14, 13 years old and shit. And motherfucker, I wanted to be a cashier. That's it. That motherfucker told me, first he asked me how I got the job. He would ask niggas, give me the definition of lazy.
What?
I ain't bullshitting. I never forget that shit. He asked every nigga that was waiting to get interviewed, this cracker, give me the definition of lazy. And nobody could give him that shit except for me. And I don't know how the fuck I came up with that shit. I was just like, not willing to be able. I don't fucking know. He said, you got the job. So at the end of the day, I'm motherfucking working at the cashier, happy than the motherfucker. You know, I done watched the video how you turn the bag around, make sure the McDonald's sign is facing them, and they have their fries go last and shit. I done did that shit right and exact, but I'm a cashier. You feel me? The bitch nigga comes up to me, old crack-ass nigga, say, I need you to motherfucking wipe this counter off and shit and mop the fucking floor. I said, nigga, I ain't getting paid to motherfucking do that shit. I'm cashier. My motherfucking description say cashier, motherfucker. When I clock in, y'all got a register waiting on me. Y'all ain't got no rag and no goddamn mop waiting on me, motherfucker. That ain't my goddamn job. Then this other bitch went and motherfucking goddamn this bitch, because you know me, I'm a little cute little 14-year-old and shit at the counter and shit. Fucking old hating-ass, fat, nasty-ass, 54-year-old bitch working as a goddamn manager and shit come up to my motherfucking ass, tell me I need you to check the bathrooms and make sure that shit's straight. I said, fuck all you motherfuckers. Fuck you motherfuckers. Fuck you and fuck you and fuck you motherfuckers. Y'all ain't I'm not doing no extra motherfucking work unless you pay me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It ain't that serious for me, motherfuckers. I only worked there for goddamn 3 days, man. They fired me on the fourth day. And I still got my dignity and my motherfucking pride.
That's
look at me
right,
now, goddammit.
That's
shit,
right.
I'm not conforming. You ain't finna trick me, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, we gonna train you on the register. You ain't train me to hold no fucking rag or no mop, bitch, nigga. That wasn't the fucking video. That video didn't have shit about a nigga sweeping and mopping the fucking floor. Did it. That video and that training shit didn't have no mother. They had motherfuckers on the cashier. I don't know how to do that shit.
I swear. Let me tell y'all this. You know, here like when it snows outside, you know, they stop, you know, they close the schools down, right? So under certain classification, when you classified as a school secretary, when the kids don't come to school, you don't go to work, right? Well, they got the same classification of people who work in offices. They don't work in the schools. They work in offices, right? Now, everybody's under the same damn contract, under union contract, right? Man, look, we had 2 snow days in a row, right? They done knocked everybody here AWOL from work for those 2 days, except for me. Mm. I'm the only one ain't did. They say, well, how you don't get that? Why you? I say, because I do my own goddamn payroll. That's why. You think
go
I'm
ahead,
going to call myself, dummy? You think I'm going to call myself? 88?
Right.
Is you crazy?
I'm so
you know,
proud of you, queen.
It ain't happening. I mean, you don't give me my money, because I'll be standing on death around here. You know what I'm saying? I can't afford it. So,
I'm so proud of you.
I feel sorry for him because...
I mean, because a nigga take the goddamn crumbs from what they would consider the master's table.
Mm-hmm.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And the white
you
man
know,
ain't
right.
no fucking master. He's a caveman. He's uncivilized. That motherfucker's
Thank
a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how the fuck, when do the fuck your dog run you? That shit don't work that way. Niggas need to wake
right.
the fuck up.
You know
and
what,
stop
though?
Saying the master and shit. How come conscious
you know
niggas
what,
say
though?
Master all the time?
So all these people got to do, all these secretaries got to do, you got a union, damn it. All you got to do is stop fucking work. Y'all so stupid, y'all won't even stop work. Y'all won't even stop the flow. Y'all won't even, everybody calling in sick on the same day. You can't even organize that with these stupid bitches. That's why they get what the fuck they deserve.
That's true.
That's why they
KKK
get what the fuck
can show organize.
That's how I feel about everybody like that. I feel the same way, Queen.
You get what you deserve.
You bend over, you get fucked, that's your business.
That's your business.
That's what you deserve.
And now y'all crying and shit. I say, because you've been bending over for them all the time. They tell you, because if you run and do that, you stay late, don't get paid, all that shit. No, it don't work like that. For me, 5 o'clock, I'm sliding down that motherfucking battle score. I'm out of here.
Yeah, and you know, and they love to keep niggas that ain't got no backbone to work overtime and shit for nothing. Be like, come back, stay here for 2 more minutes. Get this shit
picking
right here, man.
Picking up heavy-ass shit. Mind you,
yeah, that ain't in your description.
Contracts say we don't pick up shit heavier than a ream of motherfucking paper. I don't pick up shit heavier than a ream of paper. Okay?
Amen.
You know, I mean, it's disgusting, you know, when you got power and you don't use it. It just makes me sick.
They don't even know they got it, and they probably don't. A lot of people are born without it. A lot of black people are born without the power.
Not
so that's their business.
You
can't even give them some of yours. You can't even lead by example because them niggas ain't got that shit. If you ain't got it in you, you ain't got it in you.
I'm like, I ain't feeling that. That ain't happening to me. That's happening to y'all.
I'm so proud of the truth, terrorist. I love you, Queen. When is your next show?
Sunday, girl. You know I'm on Sunday.
Well, that's my time, man. I love y'all. Y'all have an awarding day. We'll see you in a new day.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Don McColeon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, or JulieDeGossip.com.
WGAG Radio.